conducting the firing operation to clean it up and hold it in place.
He says it's shaping up to be a long fight here as the fire continues to grow. It is raining ash on top of us. Alex Stone, ABC News, on the fire line in Banning, California.
After a brief recess, the trial of Army Major Nadel Hasan has resumed, and by lawyers demanded to be removed from the case, saying he's trying to be convicted in order to receive the death penalty. The judge has denied their request. Hasan is representing himself in 13 counts of murder, serving 2 counts of attempted murder. 3 winning Powerball tickets last night, being sold in New Jersey, Little Egg Harbor, and South Brunswick, another in Anoka County, Minnesota.
Our TV lives are meant to make life easier. We pay bills, shop, catch up with friends, all online, all digitally. But it comes at a price. Did you know a friend wishing you happy birthday on your social media could give identity thieves just what they need to steal money out of your bank accounts, ruin your credit, or even drain the equity in your home? Identity theft has become so common. Don't make the mistake of thinking it'll never happen to you. You need LifeLock Ultimate, the most comprehensive identity theft protection available. Not only does it help guard your identity, your good name, and credit, but LifeLock Ultimate even monitors your bank account for takeover fraud. Your digital life is far too important to give up. Instead, arm yourself with LifeLock Ultimate Protection. Visit LifeLock.com now and enter promo code AWARE or call and mention AWARE for 10% off your LifeLock Ultimate membership. Call 1-800-305-2203. 800-305-2203. 800-305-2203. Networks does not cover all transactions. Certainly vary. Bank account alerts require LifeLock Ultimate membership.
I help benefit the chocolate, and you can share a taste.
More than just chocolate. Maybe this is more than just a soul.
Do you dream that chocolate?
It may be the new brain.
New Harvard study found chocolate may help keep the brain healthy and sharp into older age. Older people who have chocolate with flavonoids twice a day for a month, both headphone and memories improved by up to 30%.
Well, they started
where they can recommend Zocos. They've got the pinpoint to trigger they also point out drinking 2 Cocos a day well in time can cause weight gain and hinder brain health. Quarter first officer from Dr. Morgan's Grizzly Bear, Death Row Inmate, now with a new project. 35-minute short, 54 days long riding. From 1 second to the next,
I want my company broadcast from the Ford Studios. Things are heating up this summer at your Northeast Ohio Ford dealer. Take advantage of the spectacular summer deals, including the Ford F-150. For more details, visit drive1ohio.com. You ain't the whole world.
Your mind.
topics of global importance. Tracy and Brent keeps you informed and keeps the conversation going. Call to Dr. Tracy and Brent at 347-945-5229. Directly on 781-9600. Or toll free at 1-866-530-WSOM. Listen online at TracyandBrent.com or at 600-WSOM.com. And now, here's Tracy Winbush.
Hey, good afternoon, and welcome to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. And the number is 347-945-5229. It is 7 minutes after the hour of 12 noon here on WSOM AM 600. And you know what today is? Today is Wellness, Health and Wellness Thursday. And I've got Dr. Brandy from Turning Point Counseling with me. And I'm going on vacation when I leave here, so I'm in a very, 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 very good mood. So you guys can just take, you know, steamroll over me because I really don't care. What? She's laughing.
I'm laughing because you are so ready to be on vacation. You're there already.
Absolutely. I got Robin Thicke and Blurred Lines. You know, I think it's a bad song, but you know, who am I? It's a good, great, as they say, it's a great toe tapper. Am I playing stuff still? I'm sorry.
Uh-oh.
It's a great toe tapper. It is.
I was ready to party.
They call it a toe tapper. Hey, Doc.
Hello.
It's been a month already.
I know. I can't believe it. It's been a month, and it's August already. Time's going too fast.
No. I tell you what's so bad.
What?
The leaves are changing on the trees.
I think fall is in the air. I mean, I'm not a weather expert, but it feels like
we got to do something about this, because we only had like 2 weeks of hot summer weather.
I know. People with poles and decks, they've been complaining. People's energy so low. We need sunlight around here in Ohio.
I know. That's what's wrong. Everybody's taking little pills called vitamin D.
Yeah, you're going to have to pack up some sun and bring it back from vacation for us.
I'm going to do my best. But the weather out there, I looked at the weather last night because I was packing my clothes. They're only going into 80 degrees.
But won't it be warmer there, or it'll be the
same?
No,
it's dry heat.
Oh.
It's dry. I mean, it's beautiful weather.
80 and sunny would be good, though.
80 and sunny? Well, 80 and sunny would be good.
Yeah.
Okay, so I can work on that.
Yeah, take it.
I'll take it. And I'm going to go out. I'm not going to the beach or anything like that, I don't think.
Really?
No.
Oh.
If I do,
you don't even want to see the ocean?
No, I live there. When I lived there, I didn't go to the ocean.
We're so deprived here, though. We have no, like, beautiful beaches, no sun. I mean, I feel like you have to do it for the rest of us.
Now, if I went to the beach, I'm an East Coast beach person. I like, you know, white. Oh. I like light blue water.
Mm-hmm.
California beach is not blue. Now, the horizons are beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
But I like that blue water, and you look down and you see the little animals floating around, and I like that. I like white sand.
Mm-hmm.
That's beach. I don't that ground brown
it's
algae.
Not,
that's not beach. I'm not getting in that.
No. That's pretty to look at. It's cold, right? Too isn't the water there cold? When
it's
I was
cooler,
there, it was
yes.
cold. Okay.
Very cooler. It's much cooler.
Okay.
I like. I'm a Caribbean girl. I like. Give me the blue white sand and blue water.
Yeah.
So we're gonna talk about. I want to talk about PMS.
Okay.
And hormonals and
hormones.
I want to talk about hormones and testosterone and issues of because they affect your mental health.
They do. In fact, I was saying off the air to you that I just went to a training yesterday on like this new, and you know, in our field we have to have a manual that we use to diagnose things with, and they're actually putting premenstrual dysphoric disorder in the new manual. So PMS, well, not PMS, but if
what's
it's
it called?
Premenstrual dysphoric disorder. So, like, if you have, like, if your hormones are out of control for an extended period of time, you could actually get this mental health diagnosis.
So you mean to tell me that they just figured out?
I guess. Well, I said they've been researching for 14 years, but I think women may have known for much longer.
They just figured out that, you know, PMS is an issue?
Right, right.
You know, that's what happens when men are in control of everything.
Oh, no. I can't go there.
Okay.
Well, they have testosterone. I mean, if men have too much testosterone, they tend to have more energy and irritability. So maybe they
you can't prove that to them.
Well,
because I think men have PMS too.
I would agree. I mean, that's speaking from personal interaction. Men get a little moody too. It's not
they
just
do.
Women. Mm-hmm.
So what does that mean? What is when they say, you know? Because when I look at PMS and you're saying they're putting it into the catalogs now,
mm-hmm.
but now people really feel as though that you can control it when you really really can't.
Yeah, like I think people have like a span. Like some people they just get a little bit of symptoms. You know, they're kind of moody. They feel, you know, crabby
right.
and whatnot. You feel like that, but you go through your day. There's other people that get symptoms that are so bad that it's extreme and it's impacting your whole life. I mean, imagine, like, there's people that get symptoms for, like, 2 weeks.
Oh, dang.
Right. And so that's when it gets to the point where it's interfering with your job, with your family, with your friends, with everybody.
So how do we begin to control and to, because we know it. And we've known it. I mean, those of us who have gone through PMS and, you know, you feel it coming on. It's like you want to, this is the sign that you want to put on your T-shirt. I'm having a bad day. It's called PMS. So please don't cross me because I will bite your head off.
That's nicely stated, Tracy.
Pretty much.
I think you made that, yeah.
But that's how you feel, and you really want people
mm-hmm.
to understand that. And they think that you're just being crabby, but they don't understand is that you're really going through.
It's
something
hard.
That you can't deal with.
Right. And I mean, I think something that I hear from people that's bad about PMS is, you know, you're mean or you know you're crabby. You know it's that way, but you just can't seem to reel it in and get control of it. And I think sometimes women just want understanding of that, you know, it is your hormones. You're not choosing to act that way.
So can I come and talk about these things to a clinical counselor and
mm-hmm.
and try to, are there methods or techniques that I can learn to try to deal with my family? Because I'm walking somewhere to this, because I have some friends who've had, what do they call, hysterectomies early.
Yeah.
And then they have what they call medical menopause.
Mm-hmm.
And they go through menopause and they may or may not have had children.
Mm-hmm.
And they really become an emotional wreck.
Right, and you have to look at the whole picture. Like that example you gave, there's a woman who has a hormonal imbalance, has lost part of her body, and may be letting go of dreams that she's held her whole life. If she wanted a family, if she wanted, you know, children, biological children of her
right.
own. And so that's a huge adjustment in life that I think sometimes we minimize and brush aside, but it shouldn't be. People need to come in and work through that.
But we don't take it, I mean, we don't take it as serious as society at
mm-hmm.
large. I mean, women now have so much on them today, more
well,
than they've had
bigger.
In the past.
I mean, we've
right.
gone through the feminist movement. We're sort of in a generation of trying to rebalance in some ways. You know, there's so, women have careers, women have families. Women aren't Wonder Woman. They can't do everything.
But we're now put in a position that we have to. And how do you balance all this and then go through the emotional roller coaster that
mm-hmm.
most of us go through?
Many do. What do you mean by we have to, though?
Well, society has put it to the place where I know women who were stay-at-home
mm-hmm.
moms, and they really feel as though they missed something because
yeah.
they stayed home. And it plays on their psyche as they go through menopause.
Mm-hmm.
Or they chose their career,
mm-hmm.
and now they want to have children and found out they can't,
right.
or they have to have a hysterectomy, or they have fibroid tumors and it's causing them, and it seems as though it tap dances on your psyche,
mm-hmm.
which really makes you, if you're having PMS, if you're having menopause, if you're going through anything emotional, it really like just
triggers it. It makes it worse. Yeah,
it makes you hard to live with.
Right, it can, and I think women, one, we need to own that it does happen, that there are hormones and that it impacts us, but then also learn how to manage them. I mean,
how
there
do
are certain
we do
things
that?
We
what
have
do
to
do?
If we know it's coming, we have to ask ourselves, what do we need? What's going to help us with this? What do we need to do for ourselves? What time do we need to take for ourselves today? And put those things into place so that we can have a more manageable day.
So because when we look at going to a counselor, and,
mm-hmm.
and we're talking with you, and you are a doctor of clinical counseling, am I correct?
Mm-hmm.
So when we say, I'm going to go talk to a counselor,
mm-hmm.
when do I start? Do I start early, because see, I don't know what's going to happen, and all of a sudden, everything caves in.
You start at the moment that you ask yourself. I mean, for example, if a woman has PMS and she's managing it, and then she's probably okay. You know, she knows it's coming. She knows what she's doing. She knows how to handle it. But if you're asking yourself, if it's impacting your life, if anything is impacting your life to the point that it's actually interfering, that's when you need to get help. And sooner rather than later, get help before you lose your relationships, before you lose your job, before you go broke. You know, get control early.
So let me ask this.
Mm-hmm.
Do I know, or do I know that I'm managing it? Am I managing it, or am I not managing it and everybody knows it around me?
Most people who aren't managing know they're not managing, even if they want to try to deny it. I think there's enough people telling them or enough evidence to let them know, hey, it's just not working out that well.
So how do people who are around these people deal with them when they're not managing it well?
Well, I mean, that's really very, I mean, that depends on the person and their family that's in their life. Some try to be helpful, some make it worse, some avoid it altogether. I mean, that's where you see so many it occurring so many different ways.
So when I call a counselor, I'm trying to push this towards, I think everyone needs to go see a counselor at some point in their life to have conversations.
Well, I think that as well, but that's probably our biases in some ways. I think people need people. And people could benefit from having somebody who's unbiased. A counselor has no stake in your life. I mean, they want to see you do well, and they love to see you progress, but they're not going home with you. They're not entangled in other areas of your life. They're there just in that moment to be with you and to help you through whatever it is that you're going through. I mean, where else do you get that undivided attention in life? Nowhere.
No, you don't get it, but you need it. But sometimes, going back to what I said, I don't realize that I need it because I'm busy. I am busy being mom. I'm busy being career woman. I'm busy being all these. I'm busy being wife, girlfriend. Mm-hmm. I'm busy doing all of this, and I'm not dealing with my personal issues.
Mm-hmm.
Every month rolls around.
Brush it off.
And I am mean as a yard dog.
Oh, boy.
And I'm irritable.
Mm-hmm.
I'm cranky.
Mm-hmm.
It lasts 7 days, and then everyone gets a reprieve.
Mm-hmm.
And they just have to deal with it. And is it fair to my family?
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden life happens. Because life comes in and just slaps you. And sometimes it slaps you in the week that you don't want it to be there.
Well, life doesn't always just happen when we want it to happen.
Yeah, I mean, life just happens.
Mm-hmm.
And during this, because our hormones are very, very significant in our lifestyle, our lives, and when they are not in balance, if they're not controlled, if they go wacky one day, you're just nuts.
Well, I don't know. I don't like the term nuts.
Okay.
Because that we label people too.
Okay, they're not nuts, but they're just
struggling.
Off the rocker.
Okay.
And I know people are laughing out there, but I mean, if you look at your own life, there are certain times of your life where you look back and you say, "Wow, I was just off the cliff."
You used to look back and say, "I know that it was not okay.
That was not good."
You know, the first question I usually ask people, though, that come in and kind of present a story like you do, where, you know, I'm moody sometimes, but life keeps happening, I got this, and this to do. I usually ask people, what's stopping you from getting help then? Because there's something that's stopping you. What's stopping you from getting better? And that answer, that's different for everybody, but we all need to ask ourselves that.
So when do I call?
Immediately. You call right away. But, you know, Tracy, you allude to people not knowing that they have issues, and there's actually research out there that says there's a very small percentage of people that have absolutely no awareness of the fact that they have something that they need help with.
So are you serious?
We know what we need help with. We just sometimes choose to brush it aside, or we're not ready to do something about it yet. But we know
we're not
there.
Ready to do something about it.
There's a lot of people, and it's okay to come to counseling at that point, to come to counseling and say, hey, I know this is my issue, but I'm not necessarily willing to take the steps that are necessary in my life or make the changes that I need to make at this point.
So I know it, I just don't say it out loud.
Right.
So when do I when do I come to the reality of being honest with myself?
That process is different for everybody. I mean, you go through what we call stages of change. And there's five different stages, and you could come at any one of them. But somebody's readiness to go from one stage to the next is different. So somebody might come in, like I said, saying, hey, this is my issue. I own this issue, but I'm not willing to do anything to make this issue better in my life. Okay, that's fine. It's going to might take that person quite a while before they say, okay, I have this issue. I own this issue. I'll do something small. I'm willing to try some small things. There's other people that come in, and they're ready to work right away. They know their issue, and they're like, tell me what I need to do. Help me figure out what I need to do, and I'm going to do it.
Now, what about menopause? Is it the same way?
Well, menopause, you've got so many biological factors in place, too. When you bring in hormones into place, I mean, a lot of times we'll work with a medical doctor or the psychiatrist to help manage some of that with medications, or people choose herbal supplements or whatever.
There is a difference.
Yeah.
There is a difference. You have to tell me, because I haven't done either one. So there is a difference. So there's a difference between menopause and PMS.
Right. Right. Yeah, I mean, sometimes people will report similar symptoms, but there is a difference, and I think women can speak to that who have gone through it. I'm sure I haven't gone through it either yet.
We're too young for that.
I'm just going through pregnancy right now. I got my whole other set of hormones.
I'm going to ask you about that, too, because that's a whole another issue. I mean, pregnancy is so beautiful, and I'm going to take a break in a minute. Pregnancy is so beautiful, except and everyone knows it except the person that's pregnant.
Yeah, I think women are hard on themselves. I mean, you've got so many different changes happening. Anything in life that's a change, I think it could be hard on people. Whether it's marriage, pregnancy, divorce, menopause, any change in life can be. It's an adjustment.
But it's a great change because it's the onset of life,
mm-hmm.
And is it society?
Oh, I'm sure it's a lot of factors I mean society always has an impact if people let it have an impact.
So how do you're having a baby?
Mm-hmm.
So do I deal with it just on my own, or do I go have a conversation about it? Because I've never been pregnant, so I have none of these issues. I'm just talking off.
You're just going on vacation.
Hey, the number is 347-945-5229 if you want to jump in this conversation and help me out a little bit. But do we, during that time, should I actually go see a counselor also?
Think
is it a good thing?
How you're coping. I mean, everybody needs to ask themselves, how are you coping? Just because somebody goes through an adjustment in life doesn't mean that it's impacting them to the point that they need professional help. Some people might be coping on their own, have family and friends. But if you feel like you're not coping and you have nowhere to turn, then you probably should see a counselor. You probably should check in with yourself, basically, is how I look at it. Go in and see, hey, am I okay? Am I doing this all right?
Now, does it make a difference? I know your environment makes a difference in
mm-hmm.
in anything.
Right.
If you have a supportive family that will deal with you through your PMS, if you have a supportive
mm-hmm.
family that deals with you in menopause and with pregnancy.
Mm-hmm.
But when we have so many single parents out there,
right.
We have a lot of single women out there who are pregnant,
mm-hmm.
and they may or may not have that support system.
No, when I work with women who who are single parents or looking at pregnancy on their own and don't have a support system, and those are usually the people that I will see in counseling, and it is quite a struggle for them to. Usually, it's fear of how am I going to handle this? What's this going to be like? Or I have no support. I'm scared. A lot of fear and a lot of fear involved in the life change.
How do I have a conversation with my friends, family,
mm-hmm.
when they are pregnant
mm-hmm.
and alone? How do I support them for the health of their mental health? How do we deal with that?
I think, you brought up a good point just in that having a conversation. I think a lot of people don't even think to have that conversation with people. And so reaching out, one human being reaching out to another human being can make such a difference. And while you actually have to go to a counselor for him or her to reach out, remember, when you go to that counselor, they're going to help you to tell your story. You don't have to go in there and feel like you need to know it all. They're going to ask you questions that you can answer if you feel comfortable or not answer if you don't, but they'll guide you through that process so that you don't feel like you're there and taking all of that extra added weight on. I think some people are afraid to come to counseling. They don't want one more thing in their life.
Yeah, because, I mean, when I think about this and when I think about what's going on, these are conversations that people don't always look at.
I think people make assumptions sometimes that there are certain changes in life that are just happy, like a marriage or
right.
having a baby. Or, you know, we tend to make assumptions.
Right.
Or, menopause is hard or horrible. We make assumptions like that, too, but we don't know how a person's perceiving that change in their life. And that's where a conversation is helpful. Ask. Simply ask, how is this going for you? What can I do?
If you're in a relationship
mm-hmm.
and you're having problems because of, whether it be menopause,
mm-hmm.
Whether it be, PMS,
mm-hmm.
and you're, it's because sometimes those relationships can put a stress on
mm-hmm.
your relationship. Those issues, should
well,
I say.
Well, they don't help. I mean, to have
yeah.
a hormonal imbalance doesn't help. But if your hormonal imbalance is impacting your relationship, it's probably reached a level that exceeds what most people's hormones don't significantly impair their relationships. If your hormones are significantly impairing your relationships, then you probably do need to get help.
And I can call, because sometimes you don't think about calling a counselor about this.
No, I think people will think, oh, I'll just handle it on my own. Or, you know, maybe
yeah.
talk to your medical doctor. But they, it's a different perspective. Because
I don't think, when I look at counseling, you think of seeing a counselor for schizophrenia and for depression and for grieving.
Yeah, but you don't think of it for everyday issues.
Right.
You think, oh, it's just everyday issue. I think people, that's what people think, but
and I think when I look at a counselor, I think we need to look for counselors a little bit more so for an all-encompassing health and wellness.
Absolutely. I mean, and that's always been, I mean, that's what the counseling profession was born out of, was wellness. We tried to be different than other medical professions in that you had to medically have something wrong. We wanted people to come to counseling just so they could grow and develop.
Because when I look at counseling, and the more and I learn about counseling and dealing with mental health, I'm finding that people have not really understood the importance of having a professional to have a conversation with when I'm going through this emotional roller coaster
mm-hmm.
on top of my PMS, on top of my menopause, on top of my pregnancy, my unwanted pregnancy.
Mm-hmm.
My pregnancy that came out of a bad situation.
Right.
Or, you know, people leave people while they're pregnant.
A lot. I mean, people go through very hard things.
Yeah,
right?
They do. And you think that you can handle it and you're strong enough. But what happens is you don't really deal with it. You just brush it under the rug.
Some people do brush it under. I mean, some people can't handle it. I mean, I give credit to people who do make sure that they...
But most of us, we brush it under the rug, and we think that it goes away, and as long as...
It creeps back up on you eventually.
As long as I don't see it, and it creeps back up in different manifestations.
Anything you don't deal with in life is going to impact you eventually somewhere.
I'm going to take a break, but do you really think that people deal with it? I'll be right back.
Okay.
You're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. I have Dr. Brandy with me, and she is a clinical counselor from Turning Point Counseling. You can find them over at the counseling center. There's one in Beloit. There's one in Struthers, and then there's one in Youngstown over on the north side. And the phone number is
330-744-2991.
We'll be right back.
Everyone faces challenges in their lives. Handling it on our own sometimes is too overwhelming, but Turning Point Counseling can help. Turning Point offers the highest quality, individualized, confidential behavioral health care. Our professional and caring staff can help you or your loved one get started on the road to recovery today. Turning Point Counseling, because behavioral health care is health care. Don't wait. Visit our website for more information or call today for care. Everybody faces challenges in their lives. Sometimes these challenges can be too much to handle on our own. That's where Turning Point Counseling can help for depression, anxiety, suicidal thoughts, drug and alcohol abuse and addiction, personality disorders, crisis intervention, and more. Turning Point also provides residential services in our crisis stabilization unit for those who need inpatient care. Turning Point Counseling Services, helping you on the road to recovery.
Fit Family, unique, individualized, and promoting a healthy, active lifestyle. Fit Family on Route 46 in Austin Town designs a personal exercise program just for you, with your own personal trainer. Each client at Fit Family in Austin Town receives their own certified personal trainer with their membership. And at Fit Family, we listen to you and design a fitness program to the type of fitness you're looking for, with all the equipment you need for strength training, cardio, Pilates, and more. We also offer classes in Zumba, yoga, kickboxing, step, 5K training, line dancing, silver sneaker, and real rider cycling. Fit Family is open Monday through Saturday with hours that fit your schedule. Find out more about Fit Family in Austintown. Call 330-793-4466. That's 330-793-4466. Visit us on the web at fitfamily1.com. That's fitfamily1.com.
Experiencing heel pain? Visit Dr. Prommersberger, Wyndham Court, Boardman.
Mark Levin is on the radio.
We are going to come at you politically. I wish I could do everything possible to sabotage your agenda, because your agenda is anti-American, anti-free market, and anti-private property, because your agenda is an attack on the individual. I, personally, will do whatever I can to sabotage such an agenda, to obstruct it, to divert it, because I'm coming after you all the time.
Weekdays from 6 to 9 p.m. on News Talk 600 WSOM.
I'm Harper Keegan with your headline news. Police are trying to determine who owns a bunch of guns and ammunition found in an area behind a Youngstown garage. A man told cops he found them on his property. His house is located on North Garland Avenue. Police got there and found two shotguns, two rifles, one AK-47, and other ammo. They were wrapped in plastic bags and duct tape. Investigators are looking to see if the weapons are stolen. They're sending them to a lab for fingerprint analysis. On the November 5th ballot, voters in Youngstown will likely be faced with a charter amendment calling to close the Park and Recreation Commission. The group has been around since 1935. Some council members feel that there's a layer of bureaucracy that doesn't serve them well. And things are moving along for the opening of the Racino in Austintown Township. The operator is seeking liquor permits for the business. The gaming facility is scheduled to open next summer at State Route 46 and Interstate 80. For WSOM News, I'm Harper Keegan.
Howdy, howdy. I'm so excited. Charlie Saver Barbecue Sauce is at the grocery store. That's right. You can get Charlie Saver Barbecue Sauce right at the store. That means you can put back the thick and muddy. If you can't taste the meat, what's the point? Pick up the smooth and delicate Charlie Saver Barbecue Sauce. Next time you find yourself down at the market, remember, Charlie Saver Barbecue Sauce. The full cup of love.
Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce is now available at the grocery stores. Ask your grocer for a cup of love.
If you can't taste the meat, then what's the point?
Ladies, when was the last time you were happy with your body? If you're like most women, it was before you turned 40. That's because age 40 is when hormonal imbalance starts causing symptoms like hot flashes, sleeplessness, low energy, irritability, and lack of sexual desire. Now we have Ambaren. Ambaren is clinically shown to balance hormones and relieve the uncomfortable symptoms of menopause. Right now, you can receive a guaranteed risk-free trial of Ambaren with a 30-day supply free. Call now at 1-800-417-1738. That's 1-800-417-1738.
1-800-530-WSOM or 347-945-5229. Call in now to talk to Tracy and friends on Newstalk 600 WSOM.
And this is Miss Tracy and friends here on WSOM AM 600. It's Health and Wellness Thursday, and I have Dr. Brandy with me from Turning Point. And we had a great conversation over the break, and we got to start this conversation over again.
We should have been on
the
air for that.
We should have been, but I've got to ask you, because I was telling you that, you know, people, support systems, you know, I was having a conversation yesterday with a man, and I said, you're not listening to me.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no worse frustration than being in a relationship, having going through menopause, PMS, or whatever it is, pregnancy, and your husband not listening.
Yeah, you know, not feeling heard, not feeling valued or valid.
Oh,
I hear that constantly when I work with women, that they don't feel that their significant other, whoever that is, boyfriend, spouse, understands them.
And so I get into this, I'm going through this emotional roller coaster. And, you know, and I said to you during the break, I said, you know, I think it's because we are now more attached to the physical attraction than to the friendship. Mm-hmm. So we don't base our relationships now based on friendship and based on commonality. We base it on physical attraction, and we start sleeping with people way before our parents did.
Well, there's definitely generational differences, and we were chatting, and I had said, you know, research actually says that women have a different response to sex than men do, a different emotional attachment. And so if you do form a relationship based on appearance and then you have sex before you've really established a relationship, you risk making yourself believe that you have something that you don't have.
I don't think we understand that. And that's a mental issue, because then I become clingy. There are bad behaviors that can come out of my emotional attachment to someone who's not attached to me.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, if somebody's more invested in a relationship than the other person, or somebody thinks that there's stronger emotions involved, then you've already started the path towards a poor relationship, and you've never taken the time to really look at any of your core values to determine if that relationship really has any substance.
So when I look at counseling, I mean, you know, people get counseling before they get married, they do all this crazy stuff,
mm-hmm.
and I don't think they really have counseling, because if you're not my friend and I can't talk to you and you don't hear me because all I have is a sexual relationship with you before I marry you,
mm-hmm.
what do I really have?
I think that's a question people need to ask and answer for themselves. Is that enough for you? I mean, our divorce rate is so high, and there's so many different factors contributing to that. But one of the factors that come up all the time is that people value relationships differently in today's society, and people don't take the time to determine if the relationship is the right one for them. And so we end up with these high divorce rates.
Ugh.
And then we end up with people who don't feel understood and don't feel heard, because you might be with somebody who doesn't understand you the way that you need to be understood.
So how do we begin to support one another or change our methods? Because our society is very visual driven now. We're very sexually charged now. I mean, I was having a conversation earlier this morning, and we were saying, how do you choose your sexual identity at 10? When at 10, you ought to just be having fun.
Well, and sexual identity wasn't even a term that existed at one point.
Right.
You know, sexual identity, you know, and in some ways it's great that it exists along a continuum and people have a broader, as a counselor, I respect the fact that people have a broader selection of choices for themselves in terms of what sexual identity means. And I've worked with people in the coming out process and that are lesbian or gay, and I'm
right.
happy that there's greater support systems available for them. People who are in a very traditional role. I mean, sexual identity is something that we never talked about. Who are we sexually along that continuum?
Right.
Ever. And so it's out there and it's available, but I don't know if we've really honed in well enough on it. We're kind of all over the place with it still.
And so when I say this, and I'm looking at, you know, relationships, I'm looking at hormonal imbalance, and
mm-hmm.
I'm looking, and all, because when I asked you earlier, I think I mentioned about men.
Mm-hmm.
And men having, you know, because men have their moods.
Well, men
have their testosterone level. They have hormones or something
going
on.
They do, and they have feelings, and they have needs, and they need listened to and heard. But we need to figure out what the people in our life need. How do they need listened to? What do they need heard? How do we express love to that person in a way that makes sense to them? And two people in a relationship might need very different forms of communication than the other person. And we tried to show love and respect and...
You're going to Dr. Chapman now.
Oh, that! Yeah, you're right. You're right. It is that.
The five love languages.
You're right. It is him. But we tend to want to do things the way that makes sense for us and forget that the other person might need something in a very different way.
Then why am I in a relationship with them?
It doesn't necessarily make you...
I mean, come on now.
Incompatible.
Right, but yeah, it can.
I mean, how could you...
How do I readjust? Because, I mean, I'm becoming something that I may or may not be based on...
Well, and there's a big piece you just hit on. People need to know and understand who they are before they enter into a relationship.
Huh?
We need to be confident with ourselves and with our own identities first.
But do you know how many people don't know who they are?
a lot of people don't know who they are.
So, what? I mean, look, think about that. There are millions of people that have no clue who they are, and they don't go find out who they are, and we don't promote counseling so that they can find out who they are.
And that is why people need to go to counseling. I mean, you need to be comfortable with yourself. We read all these books. You know, we read what's the last one? Eat, Pray, Love. That's a big
right.
one that was out that women were reading, where this woman goes on her journey to find herself and who she is. But we really do need to know who we are as individuals before we could be individuals in a relationship.
You know how we found out who we are?
Huh?
We read Cosmo and Red Book.
Well, and that's scary.
Hey, the number is 347-945-5229. Mm-hmm. It is, isn't it?
Well, it depends on how, yeah, I mean, if you're reading that,
because you have those, remember when, well, you probably don't, when I was coming up, we didn't have, they had little questionnaires.
I think they still have those.
Not like they used to.
No.
They had pages of them.
Oh.
They were like surveys. They were like, you know, when I look back now, it's like, wow, Red Book would have all these, find out who you are and ask you all these questions.
Uh-huh.
And based upon what numbers you came in, that's who you were. You don't even have that anymore.
And they're not even statistically significant.
Absolutely
sorry,
not.
I had to throw that piece in there. They're
absolutely
not.
Absolutely not.
Yeah.
But people don't know who they are. They are in, and the pressures of life are so overwhelming. And counseling is a place where you go and define me.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And oftentimes that's the starting point. You know, we talk about all these different issues from month to month, but when it comes down to it, a lot of times we have to back it up that far. Let's start with the person in front of me and who you are.
Define me.
Yeah, define you. What do you value? What do you want? What do you need? And you're right, most people can't answer that.
I don't know if you've watched Necessary Roughness.
No.
And it's about a counselor.
Okay.
And it's about, and she deals with athletes and their emotions and how they react to it. And it has a drama to it that keeps you engaged. But there are a lot of things that they talk about inside of this this drama that make you think. Because if you don't know who you are, you become something for everyone and never for yourself.
Right. And if we're talking about women's issues, that's a huge thing that women get into is give, give, give.
No get,
and no balance. And constantly trying to transform yourself to the relationship or the situation that you're in rather than being who you are and presenting yourself in that relationship or that situation and seeing if it works for you.
So how do I find out who I am? Do I look in the mirror and say, I have brown eyes, I have brown hair? How do I find out? You know, if you go back to, I'm on a TV movie thing now.
Hope I know this one.
What am I going to? Bride, with what's her name?
What is it?
No, Runaway Bride.
Oh, Runaway Bride, right.
With
Julia Roberts.
Right. When she did, she kept on going out and she kept on becoming what these men wanted.
Right. That's a good example of what women do.
Right.
She and then finally she had to just kind of
she
step back.
Know what kind of egg she liked.
Right. Right, yeah, you're right.
So my question is, because a lot of us are like that, how do we begin to find out that I don't even like eggs at all?
Well, first you got to come in and have a conversation about it. And you joke about looking in the mirror and different things like that.
Yeah.
But sometimes we really have to do that. We have to sit there and look at ourselves and ask ourselves, who are we? And it's so hard to answer. That's not a question you can answer overnight. That's going to take some significant amount of time to get to a point of accepting yourself.
So going to and so having a counselor and you guys, I have to say, Turning Point has they are on a sliding scale. Turning Point is highly skilled. They have some of the best counselors find. Dr. Brandy, not only do I consider her a friend and a colleague, I am very, very impressed with her skills and her passion. And what she does as director of that department for the three locations. And what they do is so important to the fundamental stability of our community because they are a public agency and they deal with everyone, including people who are indigent.
We do. And I think the sliding fee scale is a nice feature because we do try to adapt the fee based on your income and you know, some people don't have any income, and that's okay. We try to work with you.
They work with everyone. And what happens is you and we need to address the point of me. We talk about race here on the show. We talk about relationships here on the show. We talk about racism. We talk about, our politics. But if you really want to know the core root of the issue, it really begins with us as individuals.
I would agree. I mean, it has to start with us and who we are.
And if you don't deal with your mental health and your mental sanity, how you are going to react, how you are going to reflect, and what you're going to do for you. As you guys know, my biblical principles, it comes in and says that I'm supposed to love others as I love myself. Well, if I don't love me, I'm going to have a hard time loving people.
Right, and not everybody
believes
values
that, but it's true.
Well,
I mean, the golden rule, do unto others, have them do unto you.
It is hard to love other people if you don't love yourself, because self-love is important, and we don't talk about that.
I mean, I need to like me. Not even love me, but I need to like me. I need to look in the mirror, know who I am, and like me.
And feel good about it, absolutely.
Right. And so as I talk about PMS, as I talk about, menopause and even postpartum depression.
Right. I mean, I forget who it was that went through.
Brooke Shields.
Yes, she was very public about that. And she got beat up for something that she couldn't even control, chemical imbalance.
And there's a lot of people do it. There's a lot of people that go through that.
A lot of women come in after childbirth and talk about the adjustment, because it's truly such a life, anything in life that is a humongous change like that is going to likely have an impact.
It should. But you have to know how to deal with it. And in your relationship, if I don't know who I am, then I will not be good for my relationship with someone else.
Mm-hmm. Right. And how can we blame other people and get mad at other people if we can't figure out who we are? If we're constantly trying to adapt ourselves, if we don't know what we want, how can we get mad at other people for not knowing what we want? But we do all the time.
And, you need to go to a counselor that's going to say, go through the process of who you are,
mm-hmm.
so that you can be comfortable in the skin you're in.
Right.
Because once you're comfortable.
And we use that phrase all the time.
Yeah.
We do. You're comfortable in your own skin, but many people aren't.
Because if you're not comfortable, you will never get past any of the societal issues that we have.
It would be hard too, absolutely, because you're constantly going to be influenced by them.
And so, Doc, I got to ask you a couple questions.
Mm-hmm.
What makes, and I'm changing the subject completely.
Oh, boy.
I got you 10 minutes.
Okay.
Here's the number, 347-945-5229. I got to go, I'm a political person.
Yes, okay.
Okay. Tell me, what kind of issue is Weimer having in New York? Is that a mental issue, a psychological issue? What in the world would cause someone who wants to be in the public view take nude pictures and put them on the internet and be, what is that? Is there a topic for that?
Well, I mean, there's several different things that we could consider for that. I mean, one is being an exhibitionist. One is attention seeking, or maybe some histrionic behavior. Self-sabotage. I mean, there's so many different theories that one could put out there. It's hard to pick. I don't know. I couldn't possibly know without a conversation, but there's definitely a lot of theories.
You're the doctor. You're supposed to know this. I'm sitting here, and I'm going, are you kidding me?
It's impossible to know without. That would be, I guess, something I would never want to do to somebody, is make assumptions based on just a little bit of information about them.
But he does need to go see a counselor.
Probably.
You can say this, right?
Yes.
He does need to go see a counselor because there's something going on there that he needs to talk about.
Yes.
Just checking.
Yes.
Hey, South Carolina, your mic is on.
I don't know what to say about Mr. Weenie. I could see if he was, built like a Schwarzenegger in his early days or something like that, but come on, man.
Yeah.
I mean,
your car will look brand new.
Go ahead. I'm sorry about that.
I mean, it wasn't even like he was doing a Geraldo bit, showing that, the 70 is the new 50, but it's scratching my head. And then he's sending it to these women that are going to, turn around and tell on him.
South Carolina, do you understand where I'm coming from? I had to get that in since she was here, and he keeps on taking his clothes off, and I wanted to know.
I'm looking at the man's wife, and she's like way better looking than any of them. Well, I can't say that on the air. Way better looking than the women he's sending the pictures to.
I just needed to know, because there was some, and since you were here, Dr. Brandy, you know, I'm looking and going, man, look, this is not what you do. You don't take nude pictures, send them to people on the internet, and then run for office.
No, you don't. You don't do it, and there's something just not okay about it, and there's so many different reasons.
So if
you're
having a testosterone
problem, I doubt it.
Maybe he's having a hormonal issue.
I'm thinking there's probably more to it than that.
Can there be more?
I mean, it could be something as simple as he's self-sabotaging. He's running for office.
What does that mean, self-sabotaging?
He's ruining his chances for himself.
But self-sabotaging, is that a mental issue?
People do it all the time.
Explain that.
We hinder our own success all the time. We sometimes consciously and sometimes subconsciously do things so that we don't get better or we don't succeed.
Will you come back next month,
sure,
and talk about self-sabotage?
Oh, my gosh, yes. It's one of, it happens constantly. We see it all the time.
So when we said that people have a fear of success.
Think of even of sobriety. So many people finish their 90-day programs, and they're ready to graduate, and they go out and binge. Because you fear the success or what's coming.
Do you think they're afraid of the responsibility?
Many times, because they've never handled the responsibility before. And so it's scary to them, but they know what they've known. They know how it's been before. They know that. It's familiar, so let's just do that again.
Are you serious?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Next month we have a topic.
Okay.
September.
Self-sabotage.
Dun-dun-dun-dun. Maybe Wiener will be out the office.
Maybe he'll come on the show. Maybe we'll evaluate him. Yeah.
That would be kind of cool, wouldn't it? Maybe we can get him on and he can talk about, because, you know what it is? I think the problem that he has is he had a hard time growing up with a name called Wiener.
Well, okay. I'm sure he's heard something. I'm sure he's gotten some jokes, yeah.
I've had Dr. Brandy on. She's from Turning Point Counseling. Those of you who live in the Mahoning Valley, please, if you're looking for a counselor, if you know someone who needs a counselor, they had urgent care.
Mm-hmm.
You have 24-hour.
We do. We have 24-hour emergency services. So if somebody is in crisis, if it's in the daytime, you could come by. If it's in the afternoon or evenings, we'll come see you right in one of the emergency rooms. There's always somebody available.
They are. I've watched them and I've seen them step up and during, fires and they show up.
Somebody needs to be there when these things happen in schools or in the community. I mean,
grieving, grief. We're going to talk about grief one day too.
Yeah.
Because we need to talk about that, because people hold on to some things and they don't grieve and they think they have and they haven't.
Right. We don't always allow ourselves, or we don't always grieve in a way that's healthy. Absolutely.
I want to talk about that too.
Okay.
So I want to thank Dr. Brandy. And now listen, when you go on maternity leave.
Uh huh.
Who's coming in?
I don't know. I was thinking about that on my way here because I can't believe it's coming so fast. We'll have to figure it out.
You're pregnant?
Yes, I am. Yes.
Why do you think I'm talking about women's issues in PMS?
What? You don't sound like you're pregnant.
No. I didn't know pregnant women sounded a certain way.
You don't sound pregnant.
Tracy knows why I'm saying that.
See there, you know what? You are so bad, South Carolina. Jeez, oh man. You enjoyed that. Hey, did you guys hear I'm going on vacation, and as soon as I get off of here in 2 hours?
I can't wait. I'm excited for you.
I am too.
I am excited. Get on that plane and leave everything behind. Go have fun.
I'm going on vacation. I'm going on vacation.
I feel like you're going to start skipping around the office pretty soon. Like a little girl. You're going on vacation.
I'm going on vacation. Yay. I haven't done that in so long. Vacation.
It.
No work vacation. Huh? Los Angeles,
where
California.
Oh.
Los Angeles. I'm going home.
You're going to see that guy that was been calling, that's the guy from New York. I'm sorry.
South Carolina.
South Carolina, I might need to hear more about this.
South Carolina. Don't start no bus here. Just say no. Just say no. Say no. Hey, listen, I'm gonna take a break in a few minutes. I want to thank Dr. Brandy. If you guys want to call Turning Point Counseling, they're located in three locations. One's in Beloit, for those of you who are in South.
Sebring.
Sebring. I keep on saying Beloit, don't I?
I don't know. I think they're close by, but Sebring.
Sebring, which is down by Salem.
Yeah.
Which is a part of Mahoning County.
Mm-hmm.
There's one in Struthers.
Mm-hmm.
And there's one in Youngstown City on the north side. And the number for you to call for all three is
330-744-2991.
Is there a 24-hour hotline number? Or do they call 211?
If you call that number and it's after hours, you'll be directed to help hotline, or you could call 211. Yeah.
211 will also get you to them. And those of you, and let me say this, there are people out there who are cutters.
Mm-hmm.
There are people out there who are that need to call, and we have played into the stigma of not wanting to call a counselor for whatever reason, but you need to man up and be brave enough.
Mm-hmm.
You guys are a part of domestic violence, and you don't know, you want to stop, but you can't.
Mm-hmm.
People are out there, and you can't control your drinking.
Right.
You want to control it. You can't control getting high. Or you've got issues that are around your house, and you know that you're having issues, and you don't want to own up to it. If you want a better quality of life, you just got to man up, woman up, and say, you know what, I'm going to call 211. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to call Help Hotline, and I'm going to tell them that I want to get connected with Turning Point because I need to see a counselor.
Absolutely. Just reach out. Just take the first step, and we'll take it from there.
You've got, I just feel as though that there are people out there that you've been raped, and it's causing problems in your everyday life.
Right.
You haven't dealt with it. You haven't pushed past it. You've been abused as a child.
People
physically
have been through abused. So much. People go through so much.
You've been abandoned.
Mm-hmm.
And you need to just go and find somebody to talk to.
Absolutely.
And they're going to help you meet that need, whether it be through talking, whether it be through medicines, whether you're depressed, whether you have ADD, ADHD, hyperactivity, whatever problems that you're having, you need to just step up and say, you know, I need to call somebody.
Mm-hmm.
And say, you know, my mental health is important.
Absolutely, because it is important.
It is.
South
Carolina, you need to come up here and have a conversation with Dr. Brandy. I think you do. Actually, you and Jeff can go in at the same time.
No. I don't think she'd have that baby immediately. Oh, man.
Well, listen, I'm going to take a break. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere, South Carolina. Dr. Brandy, thank you for coming in and hanging out with me. It's been a quiet day.
It has. Thank you, and you enjoy your vacation.
I will. I'll see you guys on the other side of my break.
House Gallery, a professional frame shop and art gallery at the Mart Shopping Center in Poland at Routes 224 and 680. We specialize in original, limited, and antique lithographs of both renowned nationally published artists and local artists. We have over 30 years of award-winning custom design and archival framing. We give your artwork a unique presentation that enhances its value for life. Let your home or office express something individual and unique with a fine art limited edition print signed by the artist and numbered. You'll find many unique and affordable fine art editions. Visit us in the Mart Shopping Center.
You've been listening to Afternoons with Tracy and Friends. Listen to Tracy every weekday from noon to 3 on Newstalk 600. Visit our website for more about Tracy and Friends at www.tracyandfriends.com. That's T-R-A-C-E-Y and friends.com. Tune in tomorrow at noon for the next edition of Afternoons with Tracy and Friends.
WSOM, Salem, Youngstown, Warren. The home for Afternoons with Tracy and Friends. News Talk 600 WSOM.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Deirdre Bryant. Parts of southwest Missouri got 10 inches of rain overnight. In the small town of Jane, a woman was killed this morning when her car was swept off the road when a normally dry creek came up suddenly. The town of Hollister, especially hard hit, more than two dozen people had to be rescued.
The water came up so fast that the people were hanging on to trees and on top of mobile homes, not We couldn't warn them.
Hollister Fire Chief Chris Behrendt says some homes were washed away. More rain is in the forecast. It's a similar story in the Nashville area. To the north in Madison, Nikki Allen helped rescue an elderly neighbor from floodwaters.
A lady that's been stuck down here for about 2 hours that we just had to get some friends to pull off the wall because nobody stopped to help her. She's about 90 years old.
The Atlantic hurricane season is shaping up to be an active one. NOAA has updated its forecast. Dr. Jerry Bell says residents along the coast should take note.
Both the Gulf Coast and Atlantic Coast could potentially be struck by hurricanes or even multiple hurricanes. So the message for today is that if you're a Gulf Coast or Atlantic Coast resident, now is the time to make sure that you've completed your hurricane preparedness plans.
The most active part of the season is yet to come from mid-August through October. A wildfire in Southern California's San Jacinto Mountains is spreading, and there are evacuation orders for small communities in the area.
This fire has grown incredibly quickly. In less than a day, it's gone from 0 acres to 10,000. On the hills around me here, flames continue to race out of control. The good news is it's burning in more remote areas right now, not in neighborhoods, but firefighters say they're seeing extreme fire behavior.
ABC's Alex Stone. Three winning tickets in last night's $448 million Powerball drawing, two in New Jersey and one in Minnesota, where the lottery director tells ABC News, our winners come forward. This is ABC News.
Identity Guard services are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any medical conditions.
My identity theft anxiety was so bad, I broke out in hives every time I went shopping online. That's when my doctor recommended Identity Guard.
For less than a dollar a day, Identity Guard relieves identity theft anxiety. Sign up now and get free protection for your kids, the latest targets for identity thieves. Top-rated identity theft protection for you and your kids for less than a dollar a day. Get it now at identityguard.com/dollar. That's identityguard.com/dollar.
Hey, what you doing?
I'm online looking at a satellite view of the neighborhood.
Huh. What's with all the dots?
Green means it's for sale, yellow means sold.
Gotcha. Hey, is that the house we looked at?
Yeah, I love it. Maybe we should talk to a realtor, make an offer?
Did that house just go from green to yellow?
Yeah, sold, right before our very eyes.
Buyers are in the market, but there's a shortage of homes for sale. If you've been thinking about selling, now may be the right time. Every market's different. Call a realtor today and visit realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
A shooting spree in the Dallas area with 8 killed and wounded. ABC's Aaron Katursky says the suspected gunman is in custody.
Suspected gunman Irby Bowser opened fire inside 2 homes, including one where Lurleen Smith's relatives live.
I knocked on the door and nobody answered. My other grandbaby knocked on the window, and we could hear somebody like gasping for breath in there. And he said, Granny, they listening to headphones. And I said, no. That's not a hippo.
In all, police said 4 women were shot and killed. 4 young people were injured. Police did not release a motive.
We do believe, however, that this is a domestic-related incident.
Those involved said Bowser may have been targeting a former girlfriend. Aaron Katursky, ABC News.
North Atlanta High School is drawing fire from critics for its new indoor firing range. It will be used for the junior ROTC program and the rifle team. Most parents say they're confident of the school's security, and they're not concerned. Deirdre Bryant, ABC News.
Ladies, when was the last
Bosch
time?
Bosch is the quietest dishwasher brand in the U.S., and now Bosch dishwashers feature a new third rack that gives you 30% more capacity compared to Bosch two-rack models. See yours at your local Bosch retailer today.
Broadcasting from the Ford Studios, in a world where everything seems the same, Ford Fusion stands out. Get to your Northeast Ohio Ford dealer today and find attractive lease offers on several new vehicles.
Hey, what you doing?
I'm online looking at a satellite view of the neighborhood.
Huh. What's with all the dots?
Green means it's for sale, yellow means sold.
Gotcha. Hey, is that the house we looked at?
Yeah, I love it. Maybe we should talk to a realtor, make an offer?
Did that house just go from green to yellow?
Yeah, sold, right before our very eyes.
Buyers are in the market, but there's a shortage of homes for sale. If you've been thinking about selling, now may be the right time. Every market's different. Call a realtor today and visit realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Rusty Humphries.
More people coming out attacking the Tea Party, right? I'm starting to say, you know what? Democrats, bring it on. I want more attacks of the Tea Party. I want to see more hate coming from the left. Why? I want the Democrats to continue to show their true colors.
News Talk 600.
Let's talk
for a moment about a great doctor. Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoning Valley. If you're looking for a doctor to help you with your prenatal needs or help with your decisions or questions about birth control, call 330-746-7007 and talk to Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoning Valley. And read the testimonials at AIWHealth.com.
I could not have had a better experience. Dr. Hill was always attentive to my needs and empathetic when the situation called for that type of sentiment. Dr. Hill's office environment and staff are pleasant and warm. Clearly, a good deal of care has gone into making the visiting experience a good one.
All patients receiving prenatal care get a free designer diaper bag. Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoning Valley only has one goal, ensuring your health so you could fully enjoy all of the times of your life. 1350 Fifth Avenue in Youngstown. Call 330-746-7007 and visit AIWHealth.com.
Welcome to Afternoons with Tracy and Friends, the local talk show that stimulates your mind and keeps you thinking about things going on in your world. From local issues to topics of global importance, Tracy and Friends keeps you informed and keeps the conversation going. Call to talk to Tracy and Friends at 347-945-5229, 330-781-9600, or toll free at 1-866-530-WSOM. Listen online at tracyandfriends.com or at 600WSOM.com. And now, here's Tracy Winbush.
At my home, we're locked in a safe. There's a metal gun case. We live in an area that's wooded, somewhat secluded. And I've said, Jill, if there's ever a problem, just walk out on the balcony and fire two blasts outside the house.
By shotgun,
you don't need machine gun, you don't need 30 rounds.
By shotgun, by double barrel
shotgun,
you don't need a flamethrower. And you don't need a tank. And you don't need an AR-15. Scare those thugs away. No, and I don't need a grenade launcher. I don't need an F-15. There's just one thing I need to do. And I'll stay away from me.
Fire two blasts outside the house. Fire shotgun.
Hey, we're back, and you're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. The number is 347-945-5229. Hey, I've lost Doris and John from Fit Family. But don't forget, when you need to go work out and you need to go to training, you want to go see Doris and John Bullock over at Fit Family. They're located over on 46, and you can find them. It's a great place for a great gym. South Carolina's on the mic with me outside, and now it's an open mic. I like this little song by Shotgun. Absolutely, if you know South Carolina, you like that song, don't you?
Has a nice little tune to it.
Man, like by Shotgun. You got to see the video though. You got to see the video. Hey, I got some problems. So since Doris and John are here right now, I might as well tell you, rant and rave about my problems, and then South Carolina, you can help me out with these, and then Dr. Mason will be on and talk about chiropractic health at 2 o'clock, or unless John and Doris show up in between time. I had a conversation after I got off the air yesterday that so infuriated me that I had almost hang up on the person, and my blood pressure went through the roof.
It wasn't me.
I don't know, South Carolina.
Wasn't me. I had nothing to do with it.
I got an email earlier yesterday, and it was telling me that about Black Americans needing to man up. It talked about Black. It says, "Is Black leadership missing?" And you know, this is how it reads. Where's the racial leadership in the Black community? The media has done a disservice to the nation by supporting those that continue to stir up the racial pot, which is true. Why is the media ignoring the fact that 91% of Black homicides are committed by Black offenders? Why, Blacks constitute for 13% of the population, but they commit over 40% of the crimes in the country. Major crimes across America are in decline. Well, okay, so when I had this conversation with them, I said, you know, this is the issue that I have. we won't take ownership. See, they want to blame all this on black people and on Al Sharpton and on Jesse Jackson. Even though they play a part in this and the media has something to do with it, white America doesn't want to take ownership on how it got here.
Well,
and
maybe they don't know.
And what do you mean they don't know?
Maybe they don't know.
Maybe they don't know. So why is it when I try to tell them that they're not? I mean, you can point your fingers at Black America all you want, but you got to take ownership in how we got here. Because how we got here is not because I'm a victim, but how I got here is because the system was so far slanted that it beat up so many people that it caused the demise of a community because of it. And that you just can't pick yourself up because you put a black man in the White House. Putting Condoleezza Rice, Colin Powell in the White House is not going to change. Putting Barack Obama in the White House is not going to change what has happened over the years when they have inbred this over and over and over again in America's fabric.
Well, who better to change it, though, Tracy? I mean, when we tell white folks that we don't want your help, we can do it ourselves. We want to set the narrative, but then we don't do it.
But that's because they always give money to people who they shouldn't give money to. I mean, seriously, just because I walk like a duck, talk like a duck, but I come in a donkey suit doesn't mean I'm a duck.
Well, you're right about that. But, you know, who else are they going to go to? Because when they hear everybody talking, everybody's not saying that don't go to Jesse Jackson or don't go to Al Sharpton, you know.
But they ought to know that.
You need to go to Jesse. No, they don't ought to know that. They don't ought to know that. You know, they don't say go to Jesse Lee Peterson or Larry Elder or somebody like that.
But they don't want – this is my problem. They don't want to talk. They don't want to hear the truth. They don't want anyone that's going to make them feel uncomfortable. And so if they don't have some – I mean, the problem is, see, if I make you feel uncomfortable, you don't want to fund what I do. But I'm not here to give you a warm fuzzy. I'm here to make corrective change. And when you make change, change is uncomfortable.
Well, I mean, you're right about that. But
honesty is uncomfortable, and you can't bring a wuss to a dogfight and ask for them to fix the problem because a wuss can't fix it.
Well, so you're saying that Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton are wusses?
Absolutely.
Oh, boy.
Because if they weren't wusses,
if
they weren't wusses, they would not have sold us down the proverbial road when money got flown in their face. I mean, you can't sell me out and then tell me you're not a wuss.
Well, here's the thing. The people that are following him, they'll see him as them being sold out. So what are white people to think when they follow behind Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton and the rest of them and the NAACP? I mean, it's kind of like they're in a no-win situation because they're damned if they do and they're damned if they don't. I mean, it's kind of like a husband and, you know, his wife is telling him something and the way he understands it is the way that he's doing it. But she's saying something totally different. But in his mind, he's doing the right thing. But with her, you know, it's not the right thing. So it's like, well, dang, I gave you what you said you wanted, but now you don't want it. I don't know. It's just making me stress.
Look, he said, well, what are you doing? And I'm like, huh? Well, if you don't listen to my show, you'll never know what we do. And, you know, yeah, do we address the abortion issue? Absolutely.
Yeah.
And do we and do we address the other issues? Absolutely. But inside of addressing all of these things, we are also trying to address that we've got to take ownership as Americans, because the problem with America is the division of the races and the stereotypes of this country. And if America will not stand up to what it has done in the past and it causes for what we're doing today, we will never go into the future as one.
You're right.
And I don't think we understand that. You know, I talk about mental health and wellness, and I think that's all wonderful, fine, great, and good. But unless we actually have an open, honest dialogue and quit pinning people against one another and understanding that you can excite a riot in the black community based upon fear. Because when you look at what happened with Trayvon Martin, when you look at what happened with the presidential election, and when they came out and stood in lines in 2012, talking about voter suppression, that was based on fear, not based on facts. So what were they afraid of?
Well, you know, you can tell a lie long enough and it becomes true to those that want to hear it.
Somebody just posted this on Facebook, and he said, if indeed white America needs to accept the blame, which programs, people, or policy made the blame ours? It's not about blame. It's about ownership. See, African Americans have to accept the ownership that they allowed this to happen in their own community based upon what was going on with them, and that they allowed people to come into their communities and destroy their family structure and destroy their fabric. We've got to do that. We've got to take ownership of that. But white America has to take ownership of when integration came along, they didn't want to integrate, and so they ran. And they did not always give an African-American male and or female a fair shot. And though they knew it was wrong, they closed their eyes and let it happen. So we're not shifting the blame, blaming one person and not the other. What I'm saying is what we're doing is we're shifting the conversation to take ownership of the problems of America. And it's not one person. It's not one person, and it's not one side.
Ooh. But Tracy, you got a situation here where this article I'm looking at on up here on Yahoo from Reuters. It says that 40% of white Americans, but 20% of non-white Americans are surrounded exclusively by their own race.
Because it's comfortable.
It's comfortable?
It's comfortable. It's comfortable.
Well,
we tend to circle ourselves around areas that's comfortable.
I don't know.
Jeff, I think that's you.
Yeah, you're making a huge mistake because you'll never justify somebody taking the blame for something by saying that they ran, because who ran where and for what?
No, I didn't say that.
You said because when integration happened, that they have to take the responsibility because they ran.
Right,
because they didn't want to integrate.
But it wasn't about integrate. But it wasn't about them. They ran and they allowed it to happen. When I came to work, if I came in and interviewed with you, even if I was qualified, they discounted me just because you didn't want to deal with the inclusion of me in your office.
Well, that's what we fought against, and so therefore, that's what is still happening and happens, and that's where the blame is. The blame has to go to. There was no inclusion of us in the society. One, there was no even playing ground as far as access to capital, access to the monetary means that we needed to develop ourselves. The closest we got to that was Richard Nixon. And so therefore, you know, that's the blame that has to be done. You have to take the blame for the Jim Crow and the Black Codes. You have to take that blame because that kept us from developing. And you have to take the blame for Black Wall Street being attacked and destroyed because that is what keeps us in the malaise that we're in, those types of things. And so when you dehumanize people to the point of what there's no hope of them really thinking that they can rise above, then they have become your wards. And that's what the Democrat Party has taken advantage of. And they do absolutely merchandise poor Black people. And in doing so, they really have the middle-class Black people, too, because the middle-class people feel, well, they accepted me enough for me to get in the middle class, when really that is not exactly what happened. And Republicans don't explain the policies that they did that helped Blacks. So we have – go ahead.
The conversation that I had, and they were really trying to – That there are no Black leaderships trying to do anything. And I said, well, you know, you're not giving Black leaders or people who are of color the platform to actually talk about this, because those people who are in power, are the left media is using them. They're telling people that they speak for Black America when they don't.
Well, the media created these people.
You know that, and I know that, but trying to explain that and saying until you start actually helping the funding and the resourcing of people who are going to tell the truth and not be sold out based upon what the common theme and the common thread is, you will always get what we have. Because what's happening right now is we're allowing people to come into this equation, and they're not speaking for the good of and or for the betterment of and on behest of African-American people.
Well, you're absolutely correct.
But they don't give resources. They pay for them, but they don't pay for the ones who want to tell them the truth.
Well, like, once again, the left pays for their malaise. That's what they do. They make sure. But hey, I'll get you back on the other side. I got to do
South Carolina, you agree?
Yeah, they pay for them. They're bought and sold with 30 pieces of silver. And we follow behind them, and the way they get us is the first thing they say is racist. And as soon as they evoke the R word, everything becomes okay. Everything is fine. You know, and that's not right.
And that's a problem for me.
Yeah.
That's a problem for me, and having this conversation with this guy, he's like, "Well, you're not doing anything, and this person, if you support Barack Obama, you're not a Christian." I don't believe that. I'm not here to put people into heaven or hell. But if you had treated Black people right up through the years, and they had felt as though they were welcome into America, and we had had this conversation, we wouldn't have had a Barack Obama being so proud, no matter what he said. Barack Obama's there because people felt good about somebody going into the most powerful place in the world and being Black. That's why he's there, and that's why he does no wrong.
He snowed him.
He absolutely snowed him. Absolutely did he snow him. But the question is, how do you wake them up when you still haven't had a conversation about what's wrong in America?
Well, it's kind of hard to do that, Tracy, when you've got folks that's focusing only on racism, but not the other side of it.
Welcome to Verizon Wireless. The wireless customer you called is not available at this time. Please try your call again.
Okay. All right.
Let me.
Go ahead. What were we saying?
But when you focus on stuff like that, just like the old girl out there in Memphis, okay? We're talking about the Forrest Memorial.
Okay.
You know, she wanted it done. Why? Because it was she felt that it was racism and so on and so forth. It had nothing to do with racism. She wanted it up because she wanted somebody black there. I mean, that's to me trying to erase history is not gonna you know foster any kind of useful dialogue. I mean, you've got those folks that see, and it's almost like they absolutely see something and they obsess on it, and they've got to get it, you know, because in their mind they see it as being racist.
But
when in fact,
I don't think they know. I don't think they understand that. You know what I mean? I don't think they understand that.
I can agree with that.
And I don't think they know how to fight that fight.
Well, but they're going to have to learn how to fight that fight, or else they're going to wind up, you know,
where they are,
where they're at.
But America can't afford for them to stay where they are, because we need for people to become self, you know. I'm trying to say, but we need people to become responsible. And you can't become responsible and independent when you loathe who you are in the area in which you are. That doesn't work well. Because remember, people get paid for people being victims.
Well, Tracy, what's wrong with where I'm at?
Where I'm at is not a good place.
But here's the thing. Be happy with what you got and just be content with that. And don't worry about what your neighbor's got, okay?
Well, but I want more.
Somehow, that's a greed issue. That's not a white person issue. That's not a race issue. That's a greed issue.
No. No, not necessarily.
But you want more, but you're not willing to do what it takes to get more. You
but
want
some
somebody
people
to
are. I mean, you got to realize right now, America, the American people right now are working far harder than they've ever worked for far less than they've ever gotten. I mean, I had this conversation with. They're working far harder for the same dollar that our parents work for. And they're still not getting anything out of it. There's no savings in it. And when we talk about
what?
Education, pardon me?
But for what?
Just to save money just for their own whatever they choose to do.
Yeah.
I mean, it's kind of hard when you're working every day and never getting ahead. That's a hard ticket to sell.
Define getting ahead.
Just, you know, not having to work 60 hours a week to meet your bills.
Well,
Being able to send my child to a school that's going to give them an education and not having to work 60 hours to do it.
Well, Tracy, you know, it's kind of like this. You know, you've got some folks that had to do that years ago. You know, grandma had to go and wash the white folks' clothes and get so, you know, daddy could go to college and so on and so forth. But they made that sacrifice. So grandma's, I'm a lot better than grandma now?
Because
she had to work?
No, we're not talking about work. We're not talking about work. We're talking about the way the economy, the way things are right now. People across the board are working their brains out. They really are. And they're not getting ahead. And a lot of it had to do not with the educational system, but the lack of education that was given to people coming up through the 60s, I'm sorry, through the 70s and the 80s.
Well, it seemed like to me with all the education, everybody else should be doing better. Black
They're
people
not.
Should be doing better.
Not necessarily, because it wasn't given to them. I mean, people were going to school and not getting educated. How do you think we got proficient? We got standardized testings. We had young men walking across stages with diplomas, with basketballs in their hand, but they couldn't read the contract they were walking into. Based on social promotion. What do you think happened to those young men?
But the leaders embraced it.
That's what I'm saying. But what leaders? That's not a leader. That's somebody who got paid to move you where they wanted you to go.
But they were Judas.
That's not a leader. That's not a leader. Alabama, your mic is on.
How y'all doing?
Good. How you doing?
I'm doing good. I hadn't really been listening that long, but I don't feel like it's our job, especially as when you talk about athletes, it's on them to get their own education. I mean, we can't force
people. I don't mean that. You missed the conversation. I said when I was graduating from school, when I was coming out, we had young men who they never gave an education to. As long as they played basketball, they advanced them. So when they walked across the stage, they walked across the stage with a diploma. And they walked across the stage. Pardon me?
But the guy, I saw that in community college. We had a guy ranked number 40 in the country coming out of high school, arrogant, about 6'10", thought he was all that or whatever. I didn't see what the big deal was, but you know how that goes. But anyway, coaches bent over backwards for him, got his grades pushed through, got to talk, coerced the teachers. Now, this is community college, but it caught up with him because the guy wound up going to jail for some stuff. So later on, and he got kicked out. I think he went to Wright State up in Dayton. Marvin Rogers, Googling. Marvin Rogers used to play for Wright State up there. And it's back when Coach Schilling was there.
But I'm talking about they came out of high school like Groves. As long as they was playing football and basketball, they were walking across stages across this nation.
Well, I hate to see They did a thing on the Samoan America. What is the Samoa American Samoa? And they were talking about how they asked, well, this is our only shot. And I hate when I hear that. I hate when I hear people say stuff like that. So because I feel like it kind of puts you in a bad light, because it's like, okay, if my athleticism doesn't get me there, then I'm too stupid to do anything. I mean, it's almost like a backhanded diss.
I'm too stupid
to do anything else.
We're doing that still. We focus more on athletics and on athletics in scholarships than we do in academic scholarships. That's nothing new.
Academic scholarships are easy to obtain. It's what's funny about it. I mean, especially in the South, education is easy to come by. You can start, I don't know why people dog the community college out, but you can go to the community college with a 1 point whatever GPA and get you get started. Then you
but
can transfer
Alabama,
to a four-year after
you are,
that.
You are just, what I'm saying is the conversation that I had was, they were talking about black leadership. And I was stating that how they haven't taken ownership. And when we talk about education is the key. But remember, there was a time during the 70s that they raped the educational system and didn't care if anybody got an education that was in the chair. Parents sent their children to school thinking that they were learning something and found out at the end they weren't learning how to do anything.
And what do you expect from government education? Well, what do we really expect?
But there was no other choice. And right now, for you to go to a private school here, to go to a Catholic school here, even where I am, it's going to cost you anywhere from $5,500 to $6,000 a school year per child. Go ahead, 5-4,
well,
your mic is on.
Yeah, Tracy, good afternoon. It's Bob.
Hey, Bob.
I've been listening to the conversation, and a couple things that I find troubling that haven't been thrown into the mix. First and foremost is that the gentleman was talking about knowing about this one young man, and he's a classic example. of these young athletes that get passed through because of their athleticism, and then comes the chance of reality when they either graduate from high school or college, that they have no way to even sign the name on their check. And I believe that was part of a massive experiment that began back in the Johnson administration. And when they found out that people would absorb that kind of ignorance and allow it to continue, it has now become the norm in our inner city schools. And we're seeing an example of that when 65 to 80% of the kids coming out of any high school in this country, unless it's a Class A school, can't even read and write.
You're right.
And I blame our government for that, because they took the initiative. They had some of those crazy liberals out in California decide that no child left behind, so they dumbed down the whole doggone class in order that the ones who refused to learn, not couldn't learn, but refused to learn, they wouldn't feel like they were an underprivileged sect. And as a result, we have what we have today. And the only way that's going to change is for parents, whether they be single-family parents or dual parents, need to stand up against some of these absurdities that come through our school boards and say, enough is enough. If you do not educate our children, you don't get a paycheck.
But let me say this to you. This is my issue. I think it's bigger than that, because I think we've let it go too far. And the reason why I say that,
Tracy, that's the point. Is, you know, I agree it's big, but it doesn't mean that it's unstoppable. That's the mentality they want us to absorb as the populace.
I think you missed what I'm saying. I'm saying it's not that it's unstoppable or it can't be done. What I'm saying is, right now, if you look at what's going on, and if you look at the mindset of the parents and of the people who have their children inside of the school district. These parents, they don't realize that their children are not getting the education, because
they
have. Let me finish, Bob.
Okay.
Because we have allowed them to graduate without a knowledge of what's going on. See, it's not like we are talking about our children. We're talking about our children who have already had children.
Right.
That are having the problem here.
Well, do you mean to tell me that the generation preceding the ones that are in school right now have been dumbed down to the point where they don't realize that they've got a problem and they could have a solution with a few people?
Yes, that's
like
what
you
I'm
and
saying.
I?
That's what I'm saying. That's exactly what I'm saying. Remember, that's what I'm saying. See, only crazy.
Go ahead.
Only crazy people go and have children when they can't feed the children that they already have.
But there again, they can feed those children because the government has stepped in and become part of the nanny state.
No, they can't feed those children.
Well, they're doing it every day. My wife volunteers 2 days a week at the Crisis Pregnancy Center, and we see those young women and young men coming in there, and we're helping from our end, and they're all almost to a person on some sort of a government assistance program, which is part of keeping them down on the farm, if you would.
But if you ask them what's wrong with them, they'll tell you nothing.
Exactly, and that's where my wife is making a difference, and the women that volunteer at that pregnancy help center here in Ohio and elsewhere are making some kind of a difference. We're helping to educate these young girls become moms and
but you're missing my point when I say this. Listen to what I'm saying. See, if you educate the young women, that's good. But if you educate the young men, then you've done something. See, that young man is not at the pregnancy center.
Most of them are not. But there are a few that are finally starting to trickle in, and locally we have established a men's group there for mentoring these young men in all facets of life, not just teaching them how to read and write, which most of them can't, but also teaching them what real manhood looks like. And that's
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Can I ask you a question? Then tell me, how many African-American men do you have volunteering there with you?
Right now, that's one of our biggest problems is we can't.
Okay, so let me go back and say this again. Let me go back and say this again. The problem is, it's great that we can have these other gentlemen from other cultures come in and speak to these young men. But it does not help if you don't have men that look like them that can speak to their issues, because all that does is it may take them from one place to another, but it won't lift a whole community out of the hole that they're in. And that,
I know you're not saying this, but the way it comes across is then we just throw our hands up because the black community can't or won't step up and do this.
No, that's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is the white communities need to start really, really ask. If no one has ever come and asked me, do I know any young black men to volunteer at the crisis center to talk to black men?
Well, this conversation.
I'm just saying. Hold on. I'm just saying. I don't even. You got to realize some people don't even know that the pregnancy center is out there, because that's not a circle that goes around. That's not a circle that goes into the male conversation. It goes into the female conversation if she's pregnant and she goes somewhere and they say, well, listen, go here. But it doesn't go into the male conversation because that's not what they're talking about.
I understand that, Tracy.
And so we got all these great programs out there that's going to help people out, but they don't. Where are they? Because we don't know about them all.
Well, they've had a presence in the city of Youngstown for 20 years, and they've struggled
again
financially and emotionally, but they're still here because we care.
But that's not what I'm saying. And I'm not trying to be a naysayer. What I'm saying is they go to their own comfort circle to go find information, but they don't come out and ask Jeff Green. They don't come out and ask Tracy Winbush. They don't come out and ask us, do you know any African-American males that can come and volunteer at the Pregnancy Crisis Center and talk to these young men and women about male manhood? And
well,
it's not like they don't know us.
Be put on notice, Tracy, that there's an open door there. I know the director personally, Sally Davinsky, and I would be more than happy to introduce you and Jeff and anybody else that you want to this care center here in Youngstown.
But that's the only way that we're going to make it happen. You know, I've been on for seven years. I have yet to have the pregnancy center contact me and say, listen, can we come on and talk about what we do? And the last time I had a conversation about the absolutely. And the last time I had a conversation about the pregnancy center, this is the conversation that I got. They went to a cultural diversity seminar, and they said that breeding kids in the black community is a part of their culture. That is so untrue. But they won't come and ask me to talk to them about why we do what we do, and because I'm trying to find love in the wrong place, I go sleep with every Tom, Dick, and Harry trying to find a father figure because mine has been incarcerated for something that he may or may not have done.
Okay, well, I have to go to a business meeting, but you and I will follow up on this either today or tomorrow, and I'm going to get you an open door to be able to have a meeting and talk either on air or privately and then take it on air if you'd like. Because we need people like you who can help us get into that community.
They just
area.
Have to ask. There are people out
I'm
here
asking.
Willing to come up, to step up to the plate and ask, and we'll show up.
All right. Well, listen, let me follow up on that.
You know how to reach me, Bob.
You betcha. Thanks, Trace.
You're welcome. But it's just the truth. I mean, when's the last time they called you, South Carolina, to go talk to the Pregnancy Counseling Center?
Not the Pregnancy Counseling Center, but I have been talked to, you know, been picked to talk on to at-risk youth. But I'm not the usual one they're gonna go get.
Why? You follow what
huh?
You are you following me? South Carolina,
yeah, I mean,
Alabama,
yeah,
have they haven't
randomly.
Called you yet?
I guess he's put us on mute.
I mean, we're here, but they go. I mean, I look at some people that they ship in here, and they ship in here, and they go out and they find people who do not do, you know, do not stand for what they say they believe, don't walk the life that they sing about, and they
mm-hmm.
go and ask them to come and they come and share with people, and then wonder why it goes wrong.
Yeah.
They'll pay $50 to bring somebody else out in here, but they'll walk past the rest of us and say, "Well, I'm sorry, but we didn't think about y'all."
And that's the thing that's really, you know, disheartening for me. You know, it's like they'll bring in the quote unquote leaders of the community, but everybody knows that leaders, some of those leaders are kind of, you know,
they're not leading.
Nasty. And
that's what I'm saying.
So
that's what I'm saying.
So why should I listen to you when I know I saw you down at the so and so? You know, you doing it, you telling me not to do it. That doesn't make any sense to me.
I don't understand that.
I don't get it. No, and the kids don't understand it either. So they're just seeing you. You know, you're just a hypocrite as far as they're concerned.
And why do we allow it?
Yep.
See, that's my issue. And then they wonder why we can't get anything done. They don't go out and find people who really care about the community, that are willing to come out and work for free, do it for free, and make systemic changes. They go out and find somebody with a big name who doesn't care, who gets paid to come in and only speak because they got paid, and they don't care about the community in which they just left.
Well, I don't get it. I mean, you're going to charge me $12,000 to $15,000 to come and speak to my team?
Absolutely.
I mean, that doesn't make any sense. That $12,000 to $15,000 could be, you know, put into the community and used, you know, some other way.
And they ask me, well, what are you doing? The question is, what are you doing? You're not listening. I'm just, you have no idea how upset I was yesterday. I was just irate, completely over the top, lost my mind, going crazy.
Well,
because
I mean,
for some reason they think because I stick up for people that I'm on the side of the victim. What I'm saying is we all need to take ownership and blame for what we've done in our society at large. Because it's just not one-sided. And what you see manifesting in the black community isn't just because of black people.
Yeah, but Tracy, you know, I listen to Al on the radio.
Al who?
And Al Sharpton. And he made a comment.
Are you crazy
said,
or what?
He said that, you know, now the white people want us to talk about, you know, the issues that we have in our neighborhood and so on and so forth. So they want to tell us what we're doing wrong. But here's the thing, is that they don't want to take any responsibility for what they're doing. But here's the other part of it. You know, he's just ignoring the issues in the black community and not wanting to address them. He's just as guilty as what he claims white folks are doing.
Oh, he's worse. Because he won't stick to the message.
At some point, you know, that's going to have to be, truth is going to have to be spoken to the issue. No ifs, ands, and buts about it. The truth is going to have to be spoken.
And it has to be spoken on both sides. That's the only thing I'm saying. You know, people say, call it on both sides. We need to tell the truth on every side. And let's get to the root of this problem. So that white guilt and black fear don't collide.
Yep. This is a no-win situation.
No, it's a winnable situation. We just have to start getting the resources and the selflessness, and we need to get a revolution.
Yeah. See, when you start talking about revolution, Tracy, you know, folks start to get nervous.
Don't be nervous. I'm talking about a real one. I'm not talking about a violent one. We need a revolution. We need a revitalization. We need to go back to that.
Okay, you're not talking about a 60s riot revolution.
No, I don't have to riot. All I need is a revolution. I need a revitalization. I need to have a march on somewhere that where people are going to hear what I have to say, stand up for what I believe, and move forward.
They don't want to do that, though.
Why not?
What I call black lazy. You gotten to the point where you're so used to being given something that you don't know what else to do.
I was talking to somebody earlier today about having a business incubator. I don't think we're lazy. I just think we need to be motivated. Go ahead, Matt.
Hey, Tracy. I kind of popped in the middle of this, so I'm not exactly completely sure what you're talking about, but you said something, and you're talking about action of the community over people coming in and being paid for their action, which usually winds up on deaf ears anyway. Without going into the topic you were talking about, like in my area, things are starting to get bad. I understand you're talking about black community issues, but this is really a larger spread problem. There's tentacles that go out with these kind of things everywhere. I've always said that when communities go downhill, it really starts to become the fault of the community members.
Absolutely.
In some way, shape, or form. And in my community, I've started a group, and I think I've told you about this. It's a brand new way of handling a neighborhood watch group, and I'm trying to make it go community-wide. And I'm sure that the black community, when dealing with their issues, runs into this same issue that I am, and that's that when you try to work with any or get support from any local government, I'm just saying, hey, I could use a little help in this area, or I could use a little help in this area. Not a ton, you know, just something. Like with my thing, it's simple things like getting neighborhood watch signs or something to that effect. Simple things. And you run into roadblock after roadblock after roadblock. And I think that people just tend to get so disgusted and so sick of running into roadblocks that they give up. I'm not going to give up on it. I'm going to keep going because I think that strength in the community, when there's voices in the community that aren't getting paid, that are just regular citizens, when they speak loud enough, often enough, and long enough, that eventually change does tend to start happening. I think the black community is having the same issues where they're just basically numb to the problems anymore because there's no support either on their side or even in the areas that they're at. So
I think there's a lot of things. I said the same thing, and that's my issue. The roadblocks deter you from not everybody is strong enough to continue to get up and move forward. Sometimes they need a little push, and sometimes they need a little motivation. But this problem that we're having, even though it's manifesting in the black community exponentially, it is still a nationwide problem in every culture there is. And if we don't start doing something about it, it's coming to a house near you. And but we will not stand up and do something about it, nor will we fuel and give resources to those who are actually going to do something about it. We want to go give people money who give us warm fuzzies, but they don't want to give money to people who make you feel uncomfortable. And that's all I'm saying. When I look at resources, when I look at speaking engagement, when I look at trying to develop what we're trying to do here, it's easy for people to yell at from the chief seats. But the bigger picture is the stronger signal here in the Mahoning Valley is not the one that I sit on. I sit on one of the weakest signals in the city. And so it's not like my message is being heard by people that even want to hear it because they can't reach it. But because our show does not have the funding that it deserves so that we can speak to people, so that we can motivate them to go out and make systemic changes. Whose fault is that? That's the issue. 440, your mic is on.
Tracy, I totally understand what you're saying, and it's the best way to put it is you are in the right spot to wanting to be heard. Now, yes, what you said about you know you don't have the best signal. The best thing to do is if you really want to get your voice out there is, and I've done it before, and I'm sure you have, and Jeff and Styx, is speak at seminars, speak at different rallies and stuff like that. I know myself, I've done that. It's the best way, even though you might not have the strongest signal, you can still get your voice out there, even just starting something online.
Hey, that's AJ, right? You ever heard of a lady? That's not AJ.
No, this is AJ.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Okay. You've heard of Deneen Borelli? You ever heard of her?
Yeah, I have.
She tried to get a speaking engagement at the NAACP conference.
Mm-hmm.
They blacklisted her. They wouldn't even let her have a booth. Period.
Mm-hmm.
So now I have spoken at several Tea Party events.
Mm-hmm.
But getting up and being able to get in a forum to speak where I think what I have to say would be really needed has mm-hmm. been like pulling hinges.
They're not inviting you.
They're not inviting us.
There's only
if you show up. If you show up, they threaten you. You say something.
There's only so many times you can preach to the choir before you start going round and round in circles is basically the point. And it's very difficult to get to the side that needs to hear the message because they're not like me, but I know some conservatives that like that. They like staying on certain blogs, or they like staying in certain areas where they only hear the conservative message. I tell them you can't do that. You need to go out and start listening to what the liberals are saying to get an idea of what you're up against and then be able to discuss with them.
And let me throw this into the mix. This is really not liberal conservative. This is just truth and fact. Let's really tell people that they're free. How you vote, if you truly believe that, you know, people ought to be wackadoodles and the sky is falling because, cows are having flagellants, if that's what you truly believe, then you need to do that. But let me educate you so that you know what you believe and who you are and that you have the right to go and do what you choose so that you're not being used as a puppet by people in a power structure and thinking that you're doing something that you're not.
That's true, Tracy, but you have to understand that some people believe that freedom comes from government.
But they will change it when they hear the truth. Because when you hear the truth, it's like eating a steak. You're very fine with a steak from a regular steakhouse until you've had a good one and you taste the difference. Some people never go and they never acquire a taste for a good steak. But some people, when they find a good steak and they bite into it, whew, wow. They're like, oh, so this is it. It's like I'm getting ready to go on vacation in about an hour. And if you ever get the chance to sit in the front of the plane, you know the difference between the front of the plane and the back of the plane. And once you go in the front, you really have a problem going back to the back again. And you go, oh, this is why they pay more. This is cool. I can deal with this.
I think that what you guys were saying about, I'm not sure who said it, but about you need to listen to more of what the liberals are saying so you know what you're up against. And I know as a conservative teenager that I am, it's hard sometimes to listen to what the liberals have to say. I tried one time watching Al Sharpton's show on MSNBC. I watched it for 10 minutes and I wanted to blow my brains out. It was so hard for me to watch that. Because you hear what they're saying and you're thinking, what the heck, where is your mind? And you just get angry and you get upset and you go off on a total rant. So I think as strong as conservative as I am, it's hard for me to watch liberal speakers and liberal news people and try to listen to what they're saying so I know what I'm up against because it's so hard sometimes.
I can't argue with that. It is extraordinarily difficult.
It's difficult. But listen, I've got
to
take a break, guys.
And open your ears, but that's hard.
I hope you guys enjoyed the conversation because I'm going to talk about chiropractic healthcare. So you got to stay on and talk with me and Dr. Mason in a few minutes. Don't go anywhere. But I'll leave the mics off so you guys can continue the conversation until I do come back. You're listening to Tracy and Friends.
All right, so we got AJ South. Is anybody else on the line here?
I think Alabama's out there. He might have us muted right now.
Yeah, I'm still here. AJ's still here. I don't know who else is still out there.
Yeah, AJ, I understand your point, because you're speaking with a ex-completely lunatic, off the rails, completely off the cliff, former liberal.
Okay.
I was as crazy as you. I am as forceful and good a conservative as I was a liberal.
Well, good
and,
for you.
And, you know, it really, the difference was, is once I started looking at the other side as a liberal, that's what changed me. But because, believe it or not, I switched from, you know, major liberal Democrat to a Republican.
What made you do the switch is my question. What made you do that switch?
You know, it was between growing up and not living with my parents anymore, I guess.
Uh-huh.
You know, when I needed to pull myself up by the bootstraps and understand that, well, I always had an idea that money has to come from somewhere.
Right.
And I think that with a lot of people who switch, they start to realize that there's this not a never-ending hole of money where you can just pilfer it whenever you feel.
Right.
And then you start watching a little bit of the economy. You start to get a little bit wiser about world events. And you just use common sense. And eventually it starts to click.
Right. I've been told by my family. I have some liberal family that you know, who doesn't mind what I do. I mean, they don't mind that I like being on Tracy's show every Friday and stuff like that, but they don't accept that I'm a conservative because I'm 17 years old, I'm still in high school. They think as soon as I get to college that's all going to change. As soon as I go to YSU that's going to change, that I'll become a liberal, and that's what they're hoping for, and I don't want that to happen to myself.
Oh, they'll try to change it, that's for sure.
Oh, well,
here's
the thing. I was in your boat. Actually, I started out as a conservative at 15. You know,
mm-hmm.
I was a staunch Reagan follower, but you know, the trouble that I ran into is the fact that be prepared for isolation.
Yeah.
Because they will definitely you're going to be called some weird names and everything.
Threats thrown at you, physical threats.
Right, and I trust you guys enough that, because I've heard you guys on the show before. My real name is actually Aaron. I use AJ as just my radio name because my dad always tells me, he goes, Aaron, you know, you're 17, you're getting ready to go to college. He goes, let me just tell you this. He goes, there's going to be a lot of people in college that are going to try and change it. They're going to try and change your view. He goes, and sometimes, he goes, don't try and fight back at first. He goes, just kind of listen. He goes, don't open your mouth so quickly because you're just going to start a huge fight and you're going to be known as the kid that wants to fight. He goes, political-wise, you're going to be known as the kid that just wants to fight about politics. He goes, so just start out and just listen to him. He goes, as long as you don't believe him, that's fine. He goes, but then build your reputation as a conservative.
Well, you know, I have always said, and this is why I say you it's so hard to do, man. It really is. But listening to the liberal point of view, and even though you cannot piece it together in reality, it's very difficult. But it gives you a better idea of how to form your arguments without going off the deep end, because you can use all these facts they're throwing at you and be able to, you know, kind of put that together into, okay, well, now I have all your ammunition, I can put that together and just completely demolish you without looking mean or, you know, off the wall, without even getting upset.
And I just, I started getting into stuff when I was about 13, 14 years old. It was right around the first, when we had the election of McCain and Obama. I actually got into that kind of stuff because I had a lot of friends who were like, you know, I was in sixth grade when Obama was elected, and we were just kids. We were little kids that thought, oh, you know, Obama, he's cool. You know, we could have our first African-American president. And I didn't really know anything about it, and I kind of accepted, oh, yeah, that'd be cool. I didn't really know much about politics. Well, then I started reading and reading and reading. I read about, you know, I went on, you know, each political website that I knew was trustworthy. I went on McCain's website. I went on Obama's website. And I just kind of read what they both stood for. And I thought to myself, wait a minute. Big government does not sound good. You know, the government being a part of our world and telling us what to do, that's not good. And I thought, no, that's not the way I want it. No way. And that kind of, and then I started listening to Rush Limbaugh because I started getting into radio. I thought talk radio was great. And then I, you know, thought to myself, hey, talk radio is something I really want to go for. And in college, I want to go for talk radio. And that's exactly how I got hooked up with Tracy. And that's why I'm on her show every Friday, because I'm just that passionate about it. And now I'm 17, and I've learned and I've grown so much since I was just a little 13-year-old kid who thought, oh, it would be cool to have the first African-American president.
Fellas, I'm going to tell you something. I have been black all my life, and I saw this guy when I saw him, you know, back in 2004. I knew he was trouble.
Mm-hmm.
I knew it was trouble because what happened with the whole thing when he the way he beat out the to win Carol Moseley Brown was just absolutely bad. I knew it was trouble then.
Hey, good afternoon, and welcome to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. We had a little break. Cloris and Dawn didn't make it in this afternoon. And so I had the opportunity to vent about what was going on in my little world yesterday, and hopefully I can lose saw before I go on vacation. I'm serious, like I was having issues, major issues. You have no idea. And so we had a little break in the conversation, and everybody called in. I see it. They're in the box. They will have continue this conversation while I was at break. But now it's chiropractic health time.
Right on.
The number is 347-945-5229 tonight. It's 6 minutes after the hour, 2 o'clock here on WSOM AM 600. And we have Dr. Matthew Mason with us, and he's from Mason Wellness, and he comes in once a month to talk to us about health and wellness. I've had the opportunity, and I'm going through this process, to go out to his office and to get assessed. I'm getting ready to start my testing. And we're going to go through the blood testing and doing all this. Yesterday we had a naturopath in. Dr. Mason is dealing with a complete holistic view. Would you say that?
Right.
Holistic medicine. I'm going to take that path. He's trying to get me to drink more water, eat better, cut out some of the donuts, the carbs and the sugars.
The treats I bring into the studio.
What'd you say?
I said the treats that I bring into the studio.
Yeah, no more homemade cookies from the neighbor's kids.
Oh, man.
All that kind of stuff like that. No more stuff from my sponsors. They brought donuts in today. Donuts and a caramel pecan circle.
Wow.
No more none of that. But as we walk through this journey, I'm going to be transparent as I go through it and let now about Mason to talk about food allergies and deficiencies in your nutritional process that you need to probably get through food. So that we can, so that you can call him and talk about these types of things, so that we can become healthy and well, not just a Band-Aid on a, you know, stick. Because I think what happens is, you know, we start feeding, and it's true, you know, we go in there with hypertension, they give us pills, and they say, here, take these. And we never bring the blood pressure back down again.
Right.
And that's just not good. So today I asked Dr. Mason to talk about chiropractic health. And chiropractors, they're becoming more and more into the mainstream than they were young in earlier years. But Dr. Mason, what is chiropractic health? Tell us what that's about. Because, I mean, what does that mean? I mean, what does it do in the alignment and the structure of the body? Why are chiropractors so important?
That's a good question. I mean, you know, we talked some more than others on other issues of health. You know, we talked about the biochemical aspect, the environmental, and the nutritional aspect. Well, there's a structural aspect of health, too, which ties into chiropractic. So that's the chiropractic connection to health. So, you know, people generally tend to not even think twice of their spine unless they have back pain or neck pain. But, I mean, you know, what's your spine doing? Your spine is protecting your nervous system. You know, your main wiring, that's controlling and regulating every system of your body, you know, your nerves. So what does your nervous system, what's it composed of? Your nervous system is composed of your brain and your spinal column and your spinal nerves. You know, so you have your brain, which is transmitting and sending messages down through your spinal cord, out through your spinal nerves, and those nerves are going where? They're going to your muscles, to your organs, your glands, and to your cells. So it sends the messages out through those spinal nerves, which are between each and every one of your vertebrae. And then all those organs are sending the messages back to your spinal cord and back up to your brain. So, you know, it's a wondrous communication system. And, you know, with these feedback loops that we're only beginning to really understand.
Okay, so now, hey, the number is 347-945-5229. Guys, who's Matt, South Carolina, Alice, you guys are more than welcome to chime in.
Does that have a question?
Go ahead, Alice.
Good afternoon, Tracy.
Good afternoon.
Okay, it my question, it may seem kind of silly, but is there anything in chiropractic science that can cure snoring or different types of maybe sleep apnea or whatever? Because like most of the it seems like the general the most common remedies in traditional, I guess, medicine or whatever, they can give you oral appliances that you got to sleep in your mouth with, or they got that god-awful machine that keeps your, keeps your airways open, or surgery where they actually cut some parts of your airways, you know, so that you're not getting that snoring sound or whatever. Is there anything in chiropractic science that can help snoring?
Yeah, you know, that's a good question. First and foremost, the major cause of sleep apnea is due to being overweight. That's the main cause. So if someone has sleep apnea, you want to decrease your body weight and your body fat. Number two, their chiropractic connection is to that is you have cranial nerves in your neck. You have 12 cranial nerves, meaning they're going to your cranium. Are going to your brain, right? And they're also going to your eyes, ears, nose, and throat. So a lot of times you could have slight misalignments in your neck, in your cervical spine, that can be interfering with the glands with your throat, which can be triggering, you know, sleep apnea. One big misunderstanding or misconception that a lot of people have concerning chiropractic is they think that they have to have pain, that if they have a misalignment or a locked vertebra or what we call subluxation in the spine, that there has to be pain. But pain is really one of the last signs or symptoms that there's a problem. The primary signs and symptoms is loss of function and energy. So sleep apnea, yeah, you want to look at the mechanical aspect of the neck, with the joints. And you also want to look at removing any kind of food allergies or food sensitivities. That's a huge factor, as well as decreasing body weight and body fat.
Alan?
Awesome. Thank you. That was just... Hey, I just know, you know, it just seems like so many people that I know snore, and it's like I'm even finding young children that snore, and it's just I don't know if it's if maybe it's just an epidemic of Americans being overweight, and or you know maybe that's maybe some kind of misalignment or something, but I appreciate the insight though.
You're welcome.
So you mean to tell me that food allergies play into the breathing and the breathing system of a person?
Mm-hmm. Same thing with asthma. I mean, asthma is due to inflammation and constriction of your bronchial tubes leading to your lungs. So, you know, that's another, you know, I mean, chiropractic connection to health is stimulating those nerves, like say to your bronchial tubes in your lungs. The vertebrae between your shoulder blades are wired directly to your lungs and your bronchial tubes. So oftentimes people who have come in and have asthmatic problems, adjustments of the vertebrae, specifically T4, the fourth thoracic vertebrae in your thoracic spine, can can relieve asthmatic problems, because when you stimulate those nerves, you're allowing the bronchial tubes to relax.
Wow.
Yeah.
So now the spine. I don't want to go back to that. And anybody can just jump in as we see fit. But I'm looking at the spine. That it houses all of the nerves that go to all of the rest of the body. And a lot of times, you know, we jar it by, or we get misaligned, and I don't know how we become misaligned. When do we look to come to a chiropractor for an alignment or adjustment? I mean, oh, my neck is tight, I need to go, or I get in a car accident, I need to go.
Mm-hmm.
But outside of that, how do I deal with my chiropractic and my alignment of my spine? When do I know to come to a chiropractor to get alignment? When do I know to do that?
That's a good question. Spinal disturbances or spinal misalignments can begin before they can begin in the womb. I mean, a lot of infants have birth trauma before they even see the light of the day. You know, I mean, sometimes there's breech problems. I've had a few infants where, you know, they got wrapped around the cord, around the umbilical cord, things of that nature, or during delivery. I mean, you could have, I mean, that's trauma to a child sometimes, especially the way some of these doctors are, you know, sometimes have to pull on these child's heads.
Are you serious?
Yeah. And then you have to look at, look at how many times kids fall during playing and things like that.
Right.
And then obviously trauma is another big issue. Now back to kids, you know, when they're young, you know, 5, 6, 7 years old, whatever age it may be, they're not complaining and coming and saying, well, I have back pain or neck pain. Most of them don't. But what are they experiencing? They're having ear infections or they're bedwetting, things of that nature. So chiropractic connection to that is, you know, if they're having bedwetting, you know, they say, well, so they'll grow out of it or whatever it may be. Oftentimes there are spinal disturbances in the low back, what we call the lumbar spine. Why? Because those nerves in your low back, they're not only going to your muscles, but they're going to your bladder, they're going to your reproductive system. So oftentimes there can be slight disturbances with or without pain in that area, which can be interfering with the nerve impulses which are going to those organs.
Wow.
Let me give you a perfect example. I had one of my patients in about a month ago. Her name was Kim, and she's been diagnosed with Meniere's disease, which is an inner ear problem, which they don't really know what the cause is in the conventional medical system. They say, you know, it's maybe fluid built up in the canals in the ear. They're not really sure. Well, she was pretty much skeptical of any form of natural health care, even though her sister had come to me for other health issues and had fantastic response. But anyway, she decided to go to the conventional medical system, and she had surgery on her left ear, and they put a stent in her ear to try to resolve the problem. Her signs and symptoms were she had vestibular disorders, she had vertigo, dizziness, ringing in the ear, tinnitus, dizziness, stiff neck. And so she ended up getting surgery, and they put a stent in her ear. To no resolution. Matter of fact, she lost about 25% of hearing in her left ear after that. She had no improvement in her symptoms whatsoever. So she, her sister finally talked her into coming to have an evaluation. I checked her out and evaluated her cervical spine, and she had two major misalignments in her neck, what they call the C1, their atlas vertebrae, which sits right below your skull, and C6. So those were greatly misaligned. And I recommended to Kim that, you know, we have a series of about 12 chiropractic adjustments to improve the mobility and the range of motion in her neck to allow those nerves, which are firing, going to her vestibular system, what they call the vestibular cochlear nerve, which are innervating the ears and the balance and equilibrium. And she said, okay, we'll give it a shot. Well, on the second adjustment of treating her symptoms stopped cold. She had no ringing, no pain, no stiffness, no problem.
You know, if I could interject on what he was talking about, because that's my sister is an occupational therapist. She has a practice in South Carolina. And she was going to a bunch of seminars, and she has seminars at her place as well, where they were talking about, and I wish I could remember the guy's name. And if I come across it, I'll forward it to Tracy to forward to you, because it's very interesting. And it deals with balance in the body and wellness of the body. For instance, she had a case of a girl who was almost paralyzed. Shouldn't have been really, but because of her muscles being so tense on certain sides. And they did exercises that dealt with balance that had nothing to do with her problem, with her issue. But it was putting balance back into the body and teaching the body how to deal with its own balance. And within a week, she was standing straight up and walking almost perfectly normal. Have you ever heard of these treatments? And if so, do they? And I would think that would go hand in hand beautifully with chiropractic medicine.
Yeah, I mean, I'm familiar with those treatments. You know, if you understand, if you learn anything about chiropractic, you have to understand structure affects function. We know that about our cars. We know that about our homes. We know that about doors. You know, if the structure isn't right, it's not going to function right. Well, think of that if the structure is your body and your spine isn't moving properly. What gets impeded? Your nervous system. And the last time I checked, your nervous system runs the show. It controls your immune system, your reproductive system, your cardiovascular system, immune system, everything, you name it. So when the spine is not moving proper, you're not getting the proper nerve impulses that's controlling those organs in that area of the spine that's not moving properly.
Yeah, I find it so interesting because just with the whole ordeal dealing with balance, like what you're saying, it really is how you treat yourself and how your body is, how you make sure your body, how can I put this, stays in an appropriate shape, I guess, because I had issues after some surgeries where I was having, you know, I wasn't standing up straight. I was having all kinds of pain from my back and from my legs because of that. But I didn't even realize that I was walking in such a strange way until I started doing these treatments that my sister had suggested. And it's amazing to me how the human body functions when it comes to, like, the back and all of these, the way everything works together. It really is a very interesting area of study.
It is, you know, and it's been practiced for thousands of years. I mean, you know, chiropractic acupuncture dates back to the Greeks and the Egyptians, you know, and it's been around for that long because it works. And that's the reason why I practice it. I mean, it works on me, you know, and it keeps me healthy, it keeps my family and my friends and my patients healthy.
When you look at chiropractic health and getting, you just spoke about children, getting alignment. I've really never thought about children getting assessed for an alignment.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's something, you know, it's something that we don't even think twice of. But, you know, I think our nervous system deserves at least as much respect as our teeth. I mean, look, everyone goes, gets their teeth checked, you know, usually twice a year. And that's another good analogy for chiropractic as well. A lot of times when I said, you know, you can have misalignments with or without pain, that's
right.
Something a lot of people don't correlate. Well, same thing if you go to the dentist. You know, say the dentist will say, well, Tracy, you have a cavity. Well, my tooth doesn't hurt. Well, you still have a cavity. Same thing, you can have a misalignment with or without pain.
How about young people or people who are athletic? I mean, because you're always twisting and moving. If you're exercising, you're always... Do you become misaligned with that, or should you get an alignment, or should you get checked more frequently or more often?
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, depending on what kind of physical sport you're doing, you know, I mean, football players.
Hockey, football, soccer.
Yeah, basketball.
I mean,
look, and they all have top of the line. They have top of the line physical therapists, medical acupuncture, chiropractic. You know, they have everything at their disposal. So,
but
they,
not for
they,
high school, not for high school, and wee ball and,
no,
and all the kind of stuff.
Some of them do. Some of these local teams have a local chiropractor. So, some of them do.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Didn't realize that.
Yeah. So it's coming. It's coming around.
And so, getting young people, getting
yeah.
your daughter or son to. What'd you say? Who's that?
This is South Carolina.
Yes, Sal.
How much does it cost? And you said something earlier, you know, that I resemble that remark you made about being overweight. So we're gonna talk later.
How much does chiropractic cost?
Yeah, is it expensive? I mean, does insurance pay for it?
It depends. I mean, some people's insurance covers it, some people's don't. It's something you got to look into. Some people, you know, if the insurance doesn't cover it, it can range anywhere between $30 and $65 depending on who you go to and depending on what's involved. I mean, do you have to adjust one area of the body? Do you have to adjust three or four areas of the body?
I have a question to ask you. When I go to the chiropractor, why can't they just align me all in one sitting? I mean, okay, we look at it, you know, we look at it as lay people, you know. Okay, so
right.
You see a misalignment, snap it back, let me get out and let me go. Why do I have to come back like 12 times?
That's a good question. That's a good question.
I want to know.
It's not like getting a front end alignment, Tracy.
Exactly. So, you know, most people who need aligned due to spinal misalignments, it's been that way for months. Or even years,
okay.
You know, 10, 15, 20, 30, 40 years, however long. And the deal is your body develops a new place of home. It thinks that this is where I'm supposed to be. So you develop scar tissue, your muscles become imbalanced, and they become tight on one side versus the other, and you have what you call muscle memory. So those muscles want to go back right to where they were. So you need to retrain the nervous system, you need to retrain the joints, retrain the muscles. So it's sort of like if you want to get a nice bicep, you know, you just don't go to the gym once a month and expect to get results.
Yes,
so,
I do.
It's not going to work. You know, so the beauty of kids, you know, I treat a lot of these young kids and infants that have ear infections, you know, and their main problem is the eustachian tube is what connects the ear to the throat is spasmed or it's not allowing drainage of the ear. So oftentimes it's their second vertebra, what they call the axis vertebra in their neck. And you make pediatric chiropractic adjustments to that, and then that often resolves a problem. So a lot of these kids are coming in where they've been told, you know, they need to have ear tube surgery, and they've been on four or five sets of probiotics, and they're already breaking out in a rash, so they're only 4 or 5 months old, digestive problems. And the 99.9% of these ear infections aren't bacterial. So antibiotics isn't fixing the problem. It's either because of a weak immune system, or a lot of these kids are reactive to the dairy and the wheat and things that these kids are eating, and it's causing inflammation in the eustachian tube, which isn't allowing drainage.
Well, listen, I'm going to take a break. I'll be right back. You're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. In studio with me, I have Dr. Matt Mason, and you can reach him at
330-219-6250.
He's located in Warren, and you will be surprised the care and the concern that you have when you go out to Mason Wellness and how in-depth he goes when it comes to taking care of you and making you all around healthy. Today we're talking about chiropractic care. Chiropractic health. I'm going on vacation. I'll be right back.
Boardman Frame House Gallery, a professional frame shop and art gallery at the Mark Shopping Center in Poland at Routes 224 and 680. We specialize in original, limited, and antique lithographs of both renowned nationally published artists and local artists. We have over 30 years of award-winning custom design and archival framing. We give your artwork a unique presentation that enhances its value for life. Let your home or office express something individual and unique with a fine art limited edition print signed by the artist and numbered. You'll find many unique and affordable fine art editions. Visit us in the Mark Shopping Center. Find the Greenwich Workshop Catalog. And for any print or canvas you order, you get 50% off the frame for that fine art edition. Find us on Facebook or call us at 330-758-5795. That's 330-758-5795.
Howdy, howdy. I'm so excited. Charlie Savers Barbecue Sauce is at the grocery store. That's right. You can get Charlie Savers Barbecue Sauce right at the store. That means you can put back the thick and muddy. If you can't taste the meat, what's the point? Pick up the smooth and delicate Charlie Savers Barbecue Sauce. Next time you find yourself down at the market, remember, Charlie Savers Barbecue Sauce. The full cup of love.
Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce is now available at the grocery stores. Ask your grocer for a cup of love.
If you can't taste the meat, then what's the point?
Fit Family. Unique. Individualized. And promoting a healthy, active lifestyle. Fit Family on Route 46 in Austin Town designs a personal exercise program just for you. With your own personal trainer. Each client at Fit Family in Austintown receives their own certified personal trainer with their membership. And at Fit Family, we listen to you and design a fitness program to the type of fitness you're looking for, with all the equipment you need for strength training, cardio, Pilates, and more. We also offer classes in Zumba, yoga, kickboxing, step, 5K training, line dancing, silver sneaker, and real rider cycling. Fit Family is open Monday through Saturday with hours that fit your schedule. Find out more about Fit Family in Austintown. Call 330-793-4466. That's 330-793-4466. Visit us on the web at fitfamily1.com. That's fitfamily1.com.
Harper Keegan with your headline news. Police are trying to determine who owns a bunch of guns and ammunition found in an area behind a Youngstown garage. A man told cops he found them on his property. His house is located on North Garland Avenue. Police got there and found two shotguns, two rifles, one AK-47, and other ammo. They were wrapped in plastic bags and duct tape. Investigators are looking to see if the weapons are stolen. They're sending them to a lab for fingerprint analysis. On the November 5th ballot, voters in Youngstown will likely be faced with a charter amendment calling to close the Park and Recreation Commission. The group has been around since 1935. Some council members feel that there's a layer of bureaucracy that doesn't serve them well. And things are moving along for the opening of the Racino in Austintown Township. The operator is seeking liquor permits for the business. The gaming facility is scheduled to open next summer at State Route 46 and Interstate 80. For WSOM News, I'm Harper Keegan.
Why should you pay more when your air conditioner breaks after 5 p.m.? Ainsley Heating and Cooling won't penalize you for broken equipment no matter when it happens by doing what it takes to ensure your complete satisfaction. At Ainsley Heating and Cooling, we don't charge you any unnecessary fees. No overtime, no diagnostic, and no trip charges. That's right, same price day or night. Weekends, too. Call Ainsley Heating and Cooling now at 330-637-1911 or ainsleyhtg.com.
This is the sound of your feet. Ow. All day. Ow. Every day. Ow. When your feet talk, it's best to listen. Ow. The solution? Cobbler's Corner, your foot comfort center. Mom, Dad, stop in now through August 10th for our back-to-school sale. Every pair of youth, women, and men's athletic shoes are on sale now through August 10th. Stop in and check out our new styles, new technology, and fresh looks, featuring Brooks and New Balance athletic shoes for back to school. Let us help you equip your kids with shoes that feel as free as they are. Visit Cobbler's Corner on the corner of State Routes 14 and 46 in Columbiana, Ohio, for our back to school sale now through August 10th. And turn the ow of your feet into ah. Make sure your little feet grow into big, healthy feet. Cobbler's Corner, your foot comfort center.
Fit Family. Unique, individualized, and promoting a healthy, active lifestyle. Fit Family on Route 46 in Austintown designs a personal exercise program just for you, with your own personal trainer. Each client at Fit Family in Austintown receives their own certified personal trainer with their membership. And at Fit Family, we listen to you and design a fitness program to the type of fitness you're looking for, with all the equipment you need for strength training, cardio, Pilates, and more. We also offer classes in Zumba, yoga, kickboxing, step, 5K training, line dancing, silver sneaker, and real rider cycling. Fit Family is open Monday through Saturday with hours that fit your schedule. Find out more about Fit Family in Austintown.
Call 330-793-4466. That's 330-793-4466.
1-800-530-WSOM or 347-945-5229. Call in now to talk to Tracy and friends on Newstalk 600 WSOM.
Hey, we're back. And you're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. The number is 347-945-5229. You know, I'm going to stop Doc Mason and stop playing and messing around and trying to do everything at one time because I'm losing it. I'm over here trying to get type in, talk at the same time, and I'm talking what I'm typing, and it's really not working. Hey, again, the number is 347-945-5229. You're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. I guess I'm in a hurry now. It is 35 minutes after the hour, 2 o'clock, and Dr. Matt Mason is with me from Mason Wellness. He is a chiropractor, and he deals with holistic medicine. He deals with nutrition. You've heard him talk in the past. He comes on second Thursdays at 2 o'clock with me. And we talk about just overall general health so that your body can be engaged. South Carolina is still in the queue with me. And, again, we want to hear from you. I was asking Doc Mason about, you know, I am a stretcher, someone that I'll get up from the chiropractic table and I will stretch. Is stretching good for me, for my alignment and for staying in line and for my overall health? Secondly, does that do anything? Because a lot of people feel as though once you align me, I can go out and misalign myself by doing something else. Is that true?
No, for the most part, it's not true. I mean, stretching after being adjusted is a good thing. I mean, the premise behind chiropractic is to restore proper motion to your spine. And the way that the other way that your spine can become inflexible or misaligned is by poor posture or by not actually moving your spine through exercise or being, you know, physical activity. So, you know, doing stretching, yoga maneuvers, yoga postures, things of that nature is always a healthy thing to do for your spine and for your joints and your muscles.
Sciatic nerve. Can you do anything about that? Does that chiropractic help that? Because, you know, the slip disc, sciatic nerve, can I get alignments that will ease the discomfort of that?
Absolutely. I mean, the sciatic nerve, you know, originates in your lower back, and it branches off, obviously, to the left and the right and travels all the way down to your big toe. So, you know, that's the same thing. I mean, if you have spinal misalignments, which can be impinging on the nerve or causing chemical inflammation because the joint's not moving properly, it's going to inflame the nerve and cause pain.
Now, listen, I'm going to talk about Doc Mason for a minute because let me tell you what he does. He is very, very thorough. And so he just won't let me just have questions that I pop off the top of my head. In the middle of the night, I get a questionnaire of questions. So Louis Pasteur, and you mentioned, it says, decades ago, the conventional medicine that adopted the germ theory of Louis Pasteur. Now, I'm reading these questions. And I'm reading these questions in the middle of the night. And I'm trying to figure out, I'm going, Louis Pasteur, ain't he the smallpox guy? Oh, he's a penicillin guy. He's a penicillin guy. What does the germ theory have to do with chiropractic health?
Well, chiropractic health, you know, falls under the whole scope of health and wellness. I mean,
germs, chiropractic health.
Mm-hmm.
Chiropractic health, spine.
Well,
sanitizer, germs.
Well, all right, let's talk about that.
Yes,
I feel on. I mean, if you think about it, okay. Pasteur was a pretty cool guy. I mean, you think about it. He discovered that, or he observed that women that were milkmaids, they didn't get smallpox like other folks because they ran into the cowpox, which was a similar virus. So they were pretty much immune. Now, a chiropractor would say, nah, it wasn't that. It's because they were, you know, on that milk stool and kept their spines in alignment. But school.
Yeah. Okay.
You don't get it.
So, no. Because, look, sanitizer, germ, chiropractic health, spine.
Right.
Hello?
Here's what I'm getting at.
Germ theory, 2 o'clock in the morning, I'm reading notes from Doc Mason, going, huh?
Here's what I'm getting at.
Get at this. I'm listening.
Decades ago, our conventional medical system adopted the germ theory of Pasteur.
Okay.
Basically saying that, you know, germs cause disease, and that there's a pharmaceutical solution to killing these germs.
Right.
Well, here's the deal. Later in Pasteur's career, he found out that germs don't cause disease unless the organism, our body, is in a weakened state.
Ooh.
Okay. And he said that, you know, the terrain, whether it is weak or strong, is what determines if that organism gets sick or not. Well, what's the terrain? That's your body. That's your body, your overall body. So is it strong or is it weak? And like I said, if, you know, chiropractic tying into that is your nervous system is regulating everything. It's controlling every system of your body. You'd be hard-pressed to find something that your nervous system doesn't control. So your nervous system controls your immune system. So if your spine isn't healthy and it's inflexible and it can be misaligned, is it impeding your nervous system and your immune system?
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Now, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Because if your spine is misaligned, it can cause for a weakened state. That makes sense.
Exactly. So.
Oh, now I understand.
Our bodies, you know, the chiropractic connection is our bodies have an innate intelligence, an inborn intelligence. So we know that the body is self-healing, is self-regulating. The power that made the body heals the body. God made your body. He can heal your body. So as long as you're not interfering with the natural chemistry of your body by constantly putting foreign substances into it, by eating bad food and putting chronically taken prescription drugs or over-the-counter drugs, your body's pretty much going to take care of itself and keeping a healthy, moving spine. I mean, there is a... I think his name Henry Windsor autopsies. He did dissecting on these cadavers and found out that wherever the disease was of the body, he'd trace it back to the spine, trace a nerve root back to the spine, and that area of the spine was diseased. He would find that it was more inflexible or there were restrictions in the joints. Now, he wouldn't know a chiropractor if one fell from the ceiling, but he put two and two together of the relationship to that.
That makes sense now.
It does.
2 o'clock in the morning, I was going, huh? So that makes sense. Now let me, when we are in the hospital and they're trying to diagnose MS,
mm-hmm.
we get a spinal tap. And the fluid that comes off the spinal tap actually diagnoses the abnormality or the disease of MS. It's my understanding that a spinal tap also diagnoses many other things. What is the fluid that they pull off of there? What is going on there? What's happening with that? What is that?
That's what they call cerebral spinal fluid. So it's bathing your spinal cord, and it's bathing your brain.
Because the communication from the brain goes down through the spine to the rest of the body.
Right.
So when something happens to your spine and it is out of order, it can cause. That's why it causes paralysis?
It can, yeah. Yeah, like MS, your
right.
the myelin sheath is breaking down on the nerve, right? The
right.
myelin sheath is what allows the nerve impulse to travel with great speed.
Right.
And when that starts breaking down, you don't get the proper nerve impulse at that proper speed.
And so maintaining, because I know they tell us about muscle memory.
Right.
And they tell us about the spine and taking care of it and keeping it healthy. Because you want to, I'm assuming because you want to keep that flow of information from your brain down to your organs always functioning properly. Am I off base here or any?
No, I mean that's your nervous system firing. When your spine's not moving right, your nervous system's impeded, and those nerves are going to every organ, every gland, every muscle, every cell of your body. So the more that you're improving your nervous system and keeping your nervous system healthy by keeping a healthy spine, that's the chiropractic connection to health.
How does that work with Parkinson's and other related diseases, because you know when you, I don't think we pay attention to the spine.
Right.
We don't. I mean, unless it hurts, and we call the spine the back. Even with arthritis.
Mm-hmm.
We, you know, we get inflammation, and we think that's old, that's just old age, or everybody has it, so I got to get it too. And it may not be. And chiropractic health has helped people in the past, but they don't discuss it. They take a pain pill, they get ibuprofen, and some Bengay, and they call it, I got to live with this the rest of my life.
That's a good question. I mean, a lot of people are going to their family doctor because of neck pain, back pain, shoulder pain, elbow pain, you name it. And the family doctor, they'll shoot an x-ray, and they'll be tell you, well, Tracy, you have osteoarthritis. Here, you know, take these anti-inflammatory drugs, or take these non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, and then they're off to the orthopedic surgeon, and then they do a CT scan or an MRI scan, and they get a diagnosis of, well, you have osteoarthritis, you have degenerative joint disease, degenerative disc disease, bulging disc, disintegrating disc, dissolving disc, bone spurs in your low back, bone spurs in your shoulder, your knees, or your elbow. And there's not a whole lot you can do. It's just something you got to learn to live with. So, you know, take these NSAIDs. Well, the ugly little truth of what people don't realize is number one, arthritis is usually not the cause of pain in most cases. Let me repeat that. Arthritis is not the cause of pain in most cases. Usually what it is mechanical misalignments that's not allowing the joints to move freely. So people are choking down Tylenol and Advil and Nuprin and thinking that's curing their arthritis or fixing their arthritis. Well, little do they know that the very thing that they're taking these drugs for, it's causing. In other words, these NSAIDs like Advil and Motrin and Nuprin are actually accelerating degeneration of your joints, of your cartilage, breakdown of your cartilage, your tendons, and your ligaments. So that's why hip replacements and knee replacements and everything is going through the roof, because people are taking these things for pain because of they're eating the standard American diet, which is very inflammatory to the body, and they're taking these drugs, over-the-counter prescription, that are very damaging to your joints, not to mention that they can actually kill you. 17,000 people die a year from taking these over-the-counter prescription over-the-counter NSAIDs. So there's other options. I mean, there's natural nutrients that we can use which downregulate pain and inflammation, support your joint structure, improve joint mobility. So there's a nutritional aspect for joints, and then there's a chiropractic connection for the joints as well.
I don't think people know that.
No, they don't, because, you know, that's another thing. I mean, I can't tell you the number of people that come in and said, you know, I got back pain, or, you know, neck pain and low back pain, but don't touch my low back because I have a herniated disc or a bulging disc. So, you know, they're hearing this from their family doctors and from their friends that if they go in and they get their neck or their back adjusted, that, you know, their disc is going to blow up or it's going to disintegrate and, you know, they're going to be paralyzed. And it's the furthest thing from the truth. Because you could look at 100 MRIs and you could look at all them, and every one of those 100 MRIs has a bulging or a herniated disc. And you may only have 30 of those that has any pain whatsoever. So the reason that disc is bulging or herniated is because of the joint is misaligned. So if you have two vertebrae sitting on top of one another with a disc in between it, think of that disc as like an egg yolk, you know, has the consistency of an egg yolk. And if that disc, if that joint, that vertebra is misaligned and putting pressure on one area of that disc, it's going to bulge out.
It's going to hurt.
Yeah. So the bulging disc is an effect. It's not the cause. The cause is because of joint misalignment.
Wow. Did you know that, South Carolina? You know, people.
Yes, I sure do.
You knew that?
And I sure did.
You know what? You're almost as bad as Jeff.
You know why?
Why?
Because I have a friend that was a chiropractor, and I've been to a chiropractor on several occasions. That's why I said, you know, I was going to see the doc afterwards, because I didn't like that comment. My
so you're gonna come. You're gonna come to Ohio to see the doc. You're gonna come to Ohio
I might
to see
have to.
About. I think you're
I
gonna
might
have to
because I was deeply hurt. My chiropractor never talked to me that way. He was sensitive. Doc, he got some bad side manner.
That's what I'm saying. He's telling people to take a nap.
I'm just big.
Go on a diet. Drink water.
We'll fly you out here.
And he laughs. Listen to that laugh.
But no. The chiropractor that my wife goes to, he has done wonders for her. She's been in a car accident a few years back, and always walked with a little bit of a lean to the left side, and she didn't notice it, but I did. And the chiropractor, you know, she went there over a period of 5-6 months, and he got rid of the sleepless nights on occasion, and you know, help her really in the classroom be able to stand up during the day, because there was periods of time where she just could not stand up. So yeah, these guys are real beneficial.
So you can help me with my focus?
Yeah.
Yeah, because if you're in pain, you can't focus.
What if I'm not in pain?
Well
remember,
the thing about it, though. Oh, I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Oh,
Dr. Alana? Dr. South?
You may not realize that you're not in pain. I mean, but it's something not right. I mean, something is as simple as getting a weird stomach ache or a weird pain or something like that. And as a matter of fact, there was one lady there that goes to, and this probably she just met me, and she started telling me that she had had problems for years with constipation, and she had been coming to this one doc, and since she's been coming there, she's not had a single problem with constipation.
Excuse me. Now hold on. Wait a minute, South Carolina. Hold on, Doc Mason.
Tracy, I'm serious. She did not go there for constipation.
Hold on. Wait a minute. I gotta get a professional opinion. I gotta get a second opinion on that one, Doctor. Because Doctor Matt, are you trying to tell me that people who have irregular bowels can come to a chiropractor and it can actually assist them with that?
Absolutely, because again, the nerves in the low back are regulating. Like I said, the reproductive system, the bladder, the bowels. Some people have sexual dysfunction because of misalignments in the back. Now, is it the only cause? No. You have to look at other issues, you know, that we spoke of before as far as nutritional deficiencies, poor diet, food allergies, toxicity in the environment, the heavy metals, so on.
See, the makers of Viagra are sure glad you said that it could be other factors, because you would get ready to put them out of business.
It's not a Viagra deficiency, I can guarantee you that.
Now, question.
Uh-huh.
People that take the little blue pill.
There you go. So
can that have something to do with misalignment?
Absolutely. Yeah, so when you're stimulating and improving the nerve flow, you're also improving blood flow to that area too. So you have to look at the nutritional aspect too. So, you know, when you're taking Viagra and things like that, that allows your body to sort of hold on to or recirculate nitric oxide, which allows your blood vessels to dilate, which is promoting more blood flow. So you're promoting more penile blood flow to the reproductive organs and to other areas of the body. So, you know, one nutrient that probably a lot of people may be familiar with is L-arginine, which is an amino acid that you can take, which will help your body to actually produce its own nitric oxide. You know, and there's other components, other nutritional components too, but that's just one example to help with sexual dysfunction and things of that nature.
Hear that, South Carolina?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That's amazing. I didn't realize that. So chiropractic health, it should be a part of your whole totality of health maintenance.
We should. We should. You know, none of us are educated on the importance of spinal hygiene. We all get dental hygiene, but no one goes and gets their back checked out until you know, the bottom falls out. You know, they're like, well, my back was fine until I bent over to pick up my car keys and my back blew out. No, your back's probably been bad for weeks or months or years, and it's just been creeping up on you.
So right. I don't have to die to take care of myself before I go to a chiropractor.
Right.
And I don't have to wait until I fall or wait until I get in a car accident. I need to just go to a chiropractor, go and see, call Dr. Mason, call you. But I need to see about the alignment of my back just based on routine.
Right. Everyone's had eye exams. Everyone's had gynecological exams, cardiovascular exams, physical checkups. And when was the last time everyone ever had a chiropractic checkup? I mean, like I said, your nervous system at least deserves as much respect as your teeth do. You know?
Yeah, your nervous system's pretty important.
It is. It's running the show.
Yeah, it really does. And I have to say this. Dealing with MS, you don't realize just how important your nervous system is until something happens to it. And it's like, oh, that's important.
Yeah.
And it wakes up on you, because you never pay attention to something until it squeaks. And so instead of waiting until it squeaks and makes noise, it would behoove you to actually just get it seen about now.
Right. Prevention.
Dr. Mason, what are your office hours?
Monday through Friday, 9 to 6.
Except for second Thursday, you're off for 2 hours in the afternoon.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
But Monday through Friday from 9 to 6. Where are you located?
Warren, Ohio.
And your phone number?
330-219-6250.
One more time.
330-219-6250.
And do you have a website?
Yes, masonwellness.com, and also check us out on Facebook at Mason Wellness Center.
And what else do you do out there?
Oh, you name it. Like I said, we specialize in functional medicine, so we're looking at biochemical, environmental, nutritional, and the structural components to why people are sick, and we're using natural methods to find the cause and cure rather than blindly drugging things.
And next month, can we talk about the foot thingy out there?
Yeah, let's talk about that. Let's talk about the Zerona, too. We were talking.
Can we talk about that, too?
Yeah.
We can talk about the Zerona and the foot thingy?
And the foot levelers.
Foot levelers?
Mm-hmm.
And the importance of having, because a lot of times, if it's when we look, and I know this from experience, I have family members, but a lot of times one foot is long higher than the other, but it's not so noticeable that you really pay attention, and it really causes a lot of severe pain as you grow up. And grow older,
right?
And you need to find out what your level is.
And that ties into structure affects function. So you got to have a good foundation. Your feet's the foundation of your body.
All righty.
We'll tie it in.
You hear that? Hey, you've been listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. Jeff and AJ will be here on tomorrow, and the whole crew will be here on Monday. Everybody will be missing, won't be missing, but me, because I'm leaving town on a jet plane. And I don't know when I'll be back again. Oh, boy. I'm not going to sit. I'm out of here.
Not here, so I got to play his role.
Yeah, you got to sing it. Don't know when I'll be back again. Oh, no, I hate to go.
Hey, Doc.
Oh, don't believe that.
Hey, Doc, is there any way to adjust his spine to help make Tracy sing better?
Hey,
I don't know.
Hey, leave me alone, Doc, South Carolina, Doc Mason. Listen, I love you guys. I'll see you guys when I get back. God bless you. Please keep Jeff and the rest of them under control. Who knows what they're going to talk about. The number is 347-945-5229. You've been listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. We'll see you on tomorrow.
Let's talk for a moment about a great doctor, Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoney Valley. If you're looking for a doctor to help you with your prenatal needs or help with your decisions or questions about birth control, call 330-746-7007 and talk to Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoney Valley. And read the testimonials at aiwhealth.com.
I could not have had a better experience. Dr. Hill was always...
330-781-9600. 1-800.